What's going on, Drinking Buddies? Brand new podcast coming right at you. But real quick, you know what we got to do. We got to do some things that bring money into the fucking house. First and foremost, we are brought to you by the motherfucking Patreon. So, fun fact, apparently Patreon does not publicly list anything that's flagged as adult. And I foolishly flagged myself as adult, thinking that, you know, children probably shouldn't be hearing the words that come out of my mouth. So I was not publicly searchable on Patreon. I fixed that. Because we are not adult content in the truest sense of the word. I mean, if they do some diving, they may find some tits. But, you know, these things happen. So check out the Patreon at patreon.com/Matt Slayer. All the video versions are there now. That is where they live. That is their home. There are some, as previously mentioned, tits in some of the videos. Even if you don't want to swing for the $10 tier, spend $3 fucking dollars a month and help support this show at, once again, patreon.com/Matt Slayer. We are also brought to you by my Twitch stream. That's right. I'm sure you're fucking sick of hearing about it by now, but I have a Twitch stream at twitch.tv/MattFNSlayer. Come hang out in the chat and do some shots with me. Maybe play some video games. Join the Discord. Be part of the fucking community. It's a lot of fucking fun. And that's it for ads. I am still working on getting a new ad agent. So, yeah, that is it for fucking ads this week. My guest this week is comedian Jonathan Hernandez. Jonathan and I talk about sports, get into a deep dive about open relationships and his opinions about that shit. We also dive right into the fucking Chappelle controversy. So, if you want to hear about that shit from a comedian's point of view, sit back, relax, pop a cold one, and enjoy Drinking Buddies.
Wow, just wasted my best jokes on that. Okay,
all the best jokes just gone.
Got it.
So audience, if he's remarkably unfunny for the rest of the episode, it's because he wasted all his good jokes off air.
Yeah, you can thank Matt for that. Okay. Yep.
Just threw away all his down. I mean, it's on the wide. The wide's been going the whole time.
Oh, then in that case,
I mean, the wide sounds like shit though, because it's gonna it's just basically a click track for these mics.
Oh, okay, good. Well, that's good, because, I mean, I don't want my best stuff to get out there, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, the last thing you want someone to be, like, joke thieving you. Is that why you're asking if I was a comic, to make sure I wasn't going to steal your shit?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, you know, you understood, like, comedy etiquette, you know? There's a lot of comedy etiquette that goes unforeseen, you know, like, especially for new comics and shit. It's crazy, because, like, the more I've been doing it, the more I've, like, come across, like, older comics that be like, nah, there's a lot of joke thieves out there. And apparently a lot of, like, bigger comics send, like, writers to these, like, mics and shows and stuff and kind of just take notes and then steal their jokes, you know?
And what are you going to say about it? Like, that motherfucker's on TV. You're not.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of definitely made me a little bit more cautious to kind of be like, all right, what I say, like where I say it and how I say it, for sure.
It's okay. Now do a whole set. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. Let's look at this. No,
right at the camera. Just
No, I won't do that. I won't torture you guys like that. No.
Way to sell yourself to the audience. Like, yeah, I'm a successful comedian. I will torture you with my comedy. You will sit here and you will like it. I will torture you with it.
No, I definitely think, like, comedy is very subjective. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, force it down somebody's throat, you know, like.
Not until after they've paid.
Not after they're paid. Yes, correct. If they're paying to see a show, then, you know, then it's kind of on them, right?
You signed up for this, motherfucker.
Yeah, you signed up for it. Exactly. It's like when people get offended for jokes and stuff. It's like, you signed up to be here. Like, you're bound to hear some fucked up shit. Like,
yeah. I did not come into your house and start telling you jokes.
Right.
You came into my house.
Exactly. So it's just, people are soft, dude. That's just what it is. People are fucking soft.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. It's like, we've lost nuance. People are fucking soft. Like, a fucking word shouldn't be offensive just because the word, it's the intent of the word.
Right.
So like, if I say fuck, there's a big difference between fuck you and fuck you.
Right.
One could be potentially be offensive. One.
Yeah. And then not only that, but it's like comedy. It's like where you can say some fucked up shit that, you know, people think of. And that's why it becomes offensive, because not everybody thinks that. But you know that if like with the right attitude, like some of the most funny shit are like some fucked up things. Right. Like to say. That's why, like, people give, like, Dave Chappelle and that, like, have you seen his new special?
I haven't seen it yet, which I need to, because a bunch of people I know are actually offended by it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people offended by it, but it's just, like, dude, it's just comedy, you know? He gives examples of how he doesn't hate, like, the trans community, you know? Like, how, you know, like, and people are still offended by it because of the jokes he makes. And he even says in his, like, his thing, like, you know, this transphobic joke would have been something my friend would have liked, you know? And I don't want to give it away. Like, I'll let you, go watch it. But it's dope, man. It's just dope seeing people pushing shit to the limit. And that's why, like, comedy is just one of those places where you can say some fucked up shit. But it's also how you deliver that, right? Because if you don't give it personality or anything like that, then you're just going to come off as a jerk, right? At the end of the day, anything is anything's on the table as long as it's funny.
Exactly. Exactly. As you said, where it comes from. Like, it's not coming from a place of malice. It's coming from a place of trying to make people fucking laugh.
Right, right. And people just, like, tend to forget that, you know? Like, especially, like, in the environment that he's telling it, you know? Like, it's a comedy show. It's a comedy special, like, you know, he's not saying this in, like, your backyard. He's not saying this at a, you know, like a town hall. You know, like, it's the setting, too. That's
he's not important. Even saying it on his social media.
Exactly. Exactly. So, it's crazy how people just get offended so easy, man. It sucks. But then again, that it's dope to see people like him doing it, because it definitely, like, helps, you know, the, you know, comedy scene, you know, to kind of be able to express himself how people want and shit.
Do you think Dave is possibly playing everyone like a fiddle? He just was like, I'm gonna tell these jokes because everyone's gonna get upset about it, and now everyone's gonna talk about my new special.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I strongly believe that he's definitely, like, pandering to, you know, all right, you guys want to label me as transphobe? All right, fuck it. Let's ride this transphobe wave, you know, and let's see how I can make that shit funny, you know? So this last special that came out, he definitely addresses that, and the way he just puts it together and kind of ties it up with, like, social justices and stuff, like, it's fucking brilliant, dude. It's dope. It's dope just seeing how he, like, put that shit all in a full circle. Definitely not one of his funniest specials, but it's definitely one of those inspiring specials. If I had to categorize it, I would put it as one of the funniest TED Talks I've seen. You know, which is like, TED Talks they're very informative. They're really interesting. But, you know, obviously with his like comedic, you know, touch to it and shit. I think it was great. It was great fucking special. You know, it's funny, like the one, Sticks and Stones. Have you seen that one? That one came out in 2019. Sticks and Stones by Dave Chappelle.
Was that the second part of the two he put out on Netflix?
No. This one, so the Sticks and Stone came out in, like, I think 2018, 2019.
Because he did the bird special or whatever the fuck it was.
And then he did, like, some other two.
Right.
Like, during the pandemic and shit. No, not those. I'm talking about Sticks and Stones. Man, I watched that, like, three times, and probably by the second time. The first time I watched it, I was like, huh? It wasn't that great. And the second time I watched it, I was like, man, this shit is hilarious. Like, it's funny. Like, it's super funny. And then the third time I watch it, it's just like you keep catching all these little nuggets, you know, that it just makes it funnier and funnier. Like, so, like, every time we're in the house and shit, and, you know, keep in mind, I live with another comic. Like, we're always watching stand-up. We're, you know, always studying the game and stuff. And, like, we've thrown that shit on so many times, and it's just, like, you keep catching new stuff all the time, you know? And it's, like, every time there's a good, like, comedy special, we keep watching it over and over and over. And, you know, we just never get tired of it, you know? And it's so cool seeing, like, I think that's his best special, honestly, the Sticks and Stones.
I will definitely have to check that one. Like, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of people's specials. Like, I enjoy comedy a lot in person.
Right.
I don't know. Watching it televised, I feel like you lose something. You lose the energy of the room.
You know what? That's true. And I was just thinking about this the other day, that because I was watching somebody's special, and I think it was his, and I was just like, damn, it's so cool how this shit, it's a big difference when you're watching, when you're experiencing live stand-up versus when you're seeing it in your couch, right? Because, I mean, some of the, like, a lot of the stuff gets lost in translation, right? Because you have to be there, right? It's one of those things, like you say, you got to be there.
And watching on your couch is fucking safe, because you fuck off or you do something that the comic fucking sees from stage when you're there live.
Yeah.
You may get called out on it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can pick up your phone in your fucking apartment and be like, yeah, I'm good. Like, I can text while this fucking special's on.
That's true. That is so true. In a comic show, you can get called on it and be part of the fucking show.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. But like, at the end of the day, you still get that, like, you can still enjoy comedy from your couch. And that's fucking dope.
I mean, you can, but it's like watching the difference between like going to a live concert or watching like a taping of a concert.
Yeah. You know, absolutely. I didn't think about it that way, but I did notice that it's a big difference, you know, watching live comedy versus watching it on TV, you know. But I just thought it was cool because, I mean, you still like could enjoy the show, right, without being there.
No, I mean, it's enjoyable, but it's not as enjoyable. At least for me, it's not as enjoyable.
Okay, so who are your like top favorite comedians? If you have like a Mount Rushmore, like
if I got a Rushmore, okay. So I've seen Chappelle a handful of times. Fucking always kills.
The Comedy Store.
So I'm at the store. I watched him do a theater tour in right after Chappelle's show went off the air.
Oh, okay. That must have been great.
That was fucking amazing because he addressed all the controversy.
Yeah.
Like his whole act. And my expectations on that show were so crazy because, like, I think that was the first, like, comedy show I ever went to in a fucking theater.
Okay.
This is right after, you know, Chappelle's show fell apart. Dave went, you know, ran away to Africa or whatever the fuck the rumor was at the time.
Right.
And they had signs all over, like, the lobby of the theater, like, if you heckle Dave, you will be ejected.
Mm.
And I'm like, is this motherfucker sensitive? Like, what the fuck?
Right, right.
And Dave just goes up and fucking murders. Just murders.
Destroys the crowd.
Destroys the crowd. People are heckling him and he's just shutting them down like it's a normal fucking show.
Yeah.
We're in a fucking theater and people are, he's just like, someone's like, the people are yelling Chappelle show catchphrases at him and shit.
Yeah.
He's like, someone's like, I'm rich, bitch. And he's just like, nah, you aren't. And someone like front row center is like, I'm rich, bitch. He's like, I know how much those tickets cost. Yeah, you are. Yeah, He's like, that motherfucker's wearing a fuck your couch shirt. I'm not getting a cent of that.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what would normally be an image show but for a whole fucking theater? And he just...
Yeah. And that's hard. That's hard to do, to command that much, like, that many people's attention. Like, it's wild.
You know? Oh, absolutely fucking wild. And the fact that, like, he was just so raw and honest about what happened with Comedy Central.
Mm. Yeah, he's still addressing that shit, like... In his newer specials, he's still addressing it. As a matter of fact, he took out one, like, I don't know what you would call it, like some special or whatever, where he's addressing, like, on Netflix, right? Like, he's like, oh, I'm not getting paid off those, like, reruns of Dave Chappelle. So, like, if you really, like, fuck with me, like, stop watching that shit. And, you know, I'm trying to fight for, you know, to get...
My royalties and
shit. Yeah, my royalties and that shit. And that shit worked, you know, because he then addressed it in the other like special, like, hey, thanks to you guys. Like, and now he even released this special, right? This last one. And I was reading an article that said that I guess the individual who started the whole like, oh, cancel Dave Chappelle on Netflix, the employee that worked for Netflix, is getting suspended for trying to like...
Yeah, it was a trans employee, which is, you know... I don't know the ins and outs of how that's going down, but it's not a good look.
Yeah, it's not a good look. But I mean, the CEO is standing behind Dave, you know, which
yeah.
is, I mean, well, it's very controversial for sure.
There's a lot of money behind that.
Yeah. So
I'm sure if Dave didn't have a massive contract with them, and I'm sure a massive payout if they don't honor it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Was he being like, fuck Chappelle, so when are we putting out your next special, sir?
Right, exactly. So it's a very controversial topic for them, but I think they're doing the right thing because then it's just going to, like, if they do that for her or for this individual, then they're going to have to start doing it for everybody that starts to have an issue with the content they put out. So it's just going to limit, you know, the company to, like, what they can put out, you know? And it goes back to, like, I heard something in the radio saying, like, well, these people that constantly get offended, like, you know who he is. You know how his jokes and everything. Like, why do you keep watching? Why do you keep, you know, just, you know, there's no need to cancel. I think it was Michael Rapaport said that. Like, there's no need for you to call for everybody to, like, cancel their subscriptions, you know? Like, why do you keep watching this shit if he keeps offending you, you know? Like,
no one's forcing you to watch it.
Nobody's forcing you to watch it. It's like,
But on the flip side, I'm sure people in the trans community view it as fucking actual hate speech.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what I'm saying.
Like, I mean, because, Netflix, you know, if someone was like, you know, F Latinos, you wouldn't really want them to have a platform.
I personally don't care because I understand the shit, you know?
Well, yeah, you understand the situation. But, like, I'm sure these people see it as not as comedy, as legitimately someone, like, promoting hate speech.
Right.
That's the way it's viewed by them. So I don't.
It's just, but it goes back to like the it's a comedy show, you know?
Oh,
like,
I agree.
It's just jokes, you know? Like, yeah, they're like, I don't know. Like, you actually believe Dave Chappelle's out here trying to like slash transphobic, like transgender people and shit? Like, no, he's not. You know, he talks about how his one of like the closest friends he had was transgender. Like,
and I saw a couple posts from his transgender friend, because I guess that transgender friend committed suicide.
Yeah, right. And the reason why he committed suicide was because of fucking actual people talking shit to that person, you know? And it's like, that's the fucking problem, not his jokes, you know?
I get that. But apparently that person's roommate came forward and was like, how dare Dave defend his actions based on their friendship? Dave didn't even show up for the funeral.
Yeah, I don't show up for a lot of stuff that I'm close to a lot of family, friends, and, you know, like, people just like to complain. That's just what it is. People like to complain. And that's one thing, you're never going to please everybody.
Oh, 100%.
Right? So, you know, the fact that he didn't please that certain individual for not showing up to the funeral, it's like,
well, at the end of the day, this is one of those situations where vote with your wallet. Yeah. If people stop watching Chappelle, Netflix ain't going to give him any money and they're not going to give him a platform.
Exactly.
So, convince people he's not funny. Last I checked, he's still selling out fucking stadiums.
Yeah. Louis C.K. going back, fucking starting to, I saw that he's coming back to the Improv. And I saw a lot of people.
He's doing that. A theater in fucking Long Beach.
No, yeah, he's doing theaters because those are privately like funded and stuff.
You but know? Still, like, if he ain't selling them.
Oh, no, but he's selling. Yeah, he's selling them, but the reason why I bring Louis C.K. is because I've seen a lot of friends and like people that I know that are upset that the Improv is promoting like tickets for his, like, oh, come watch Louis C.K. this weekend.
So all I don't got to see his pubes.
So, yeah. So that, like, you know, people are upset about that, but it's like, you know, he's trying to make his way back around. Same with like Chris D'Elia. I don't know if you're familiar with
Chris D'Elia. Of course.
You know, he's making his rounds back. He's starting to come back out and doing comedy, which is like, you know, people should have an opportunity to redeem themselves, you know, like.
But if they're sincerely redeeming themselves, not just coming back around because.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. Well, like Louis C.K., I it's different because it's not like he didn't rape anybody, you know, like there might have been some assault there. Right.
Oh, no, it's definitely bad.
It's bad. Right. But it's like at the same time, he was telling people like, hey, I'm about to pull my dick out, you know, like, and people decided to stay in the fucking room. Like,
for sure. For sure. And there's definitely some power dynamics there that make that all sorts of fucked up.
True. That is true. I can't ignore that. Yeah.
So is Louis really made amends for what he's done? I don't know if he has. But at the end of the day, this is show business. And if there's money to be made, people will make the fucking money.
Oh, yeah. And then, I mean, yeah, like he has a big fan base. So, you know, there's even like if a big chunk of his fan base fell off after that, he still has people. He's still selling out theaters and stuff.
This is show business, folks. If there's money to be made, people are going to fucking make it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they let fucking sports at the end of the day is show business, too. Don't. And they let fucking, you know, that quarterback who was dogfighting.
Oh, Michael Vick.
Yeah, they let Michael Vick back in.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I think that's, you know, potentially more despicable than some of the other shit that went down.
Yeah, true.
And like, but it's show business. There's money to be made, so.
It's like the Chris D'Elia stuff, too. It's like, was he grooming people? I mean, there's no evidence that he was grooming them, you know? Like, so it's kind of, I don't know. I guess That's not my expertise. I you know, it is what it is.
I'm also curious, just like, how many people like are convicted murderers or like have massive criminal records that are working in show business, like in front of the camera, behind the camera? Like, it's weird. Like, pretty much if you're a criminal, you can go to entertainment or you can go to food service, and that is about it.
Right. And entertainment pays a lot more than food right, service. Right. Unless you become like a celebrity chef or something, you know?
Right. Like,
look what happened with the guy from the Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, right? Convicted felon, and look at him where he's at now, you know?
He wipes his ass with more money than I'm going to see in the next 10 years.
Right? It's crazy.
It's absolutely nuts. But at the end of the day, if Robert Downey Jr. wasn't a bankable star and wasn't a big talent, we wouldn't be talking about him right now. He right. just would have been a washed out actor from 20 fucking years ago.
Right. Tim Allen is another one.
Oh, yeah. Tim Allen was arrested with cocaine for distribution at a fucking airport.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And then he is on most family friendly fucking shows, you know? It's fucking crazy. I love Tim Allen. He is like.
Well, because he's got that good shit.
He's dope. Yeah. He got that good shit. Literally, right? No, he's dope. He's I like his acting. I like his comedy. I got to see him live one time at the Laugh Factory. And he was not on he was just like a guest popping. So it was pretty cool to see him up close in person. Like, I was like this close to like how me and you are. I was in the front row. It was great. You know, it was fucking dope. He was funny.
He tried to show you his tool time?
No. So you see, prior to seeing him, I just know him from like these sitcoms, right? So he's this clean cookie cutter fucking type dude. And then he gets on stage and he starts cussing the fuck out and talking about like how he fucking hates kids. And he's like, and you know, but this fucking Buzz Lightyear gig is paying good, you know? So fuck it. You know, like, it's funny. It's cool to see. I've never seen Bob Saget either.
Oh, Bob's fucking hilarious. And he's dirty as fuck.
But I heard he's funny as fuck. Yeah.
He's funny and he's fucking dirty. It's crazy to think like, he was a dirty comic before he was put on fucking TV.
Mm.
It wasn't like he did this clean cut show and in response became a dirty comic. No, he was a dirty comic first.
Yeah.
And then they just gave him like the most wholesome TV dad job ever.
And he fucking killed it too. Yeah. That's just crazy. He killed that fucking role. Like, yeah, that was a good show too. Full House is definitely a dope show. What are some of your favorite like sitcom shows you grew up watching or that
shit.
You still watch maybe?
Nah. I'm not really into, like, I mean, I watched some, you know, Tool Time or Home Improvement.
Home Improvement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Home Improvement. I mean, of course, I've watched some Family Matters and, you know, the whole TGIF Friday fucking lineup on ABC and shit.
Okay.
But to circle back real quick, fucking Stephanie Tanner grew up hot.
Who?
Stephanie Tanner, like, from...
Oh, from Full House?
Yeah.
Stephanie Tanner, I'm trying to...
The middle one.
I'm sure she did. They were all beautiful girls.
I mean, she ended up a meth addict at one point too.
I would believe that. You know, I wouldn't find that hard to believe. Yeah.
Jodie Sweetin.
Let me see. Oh yeah, yes. She is gorgeous for sure.
She grew up hot, and then like hard drugs and married a cop. It's like, all right. And
now she lives a normal, boring life.
Yeah, like sober kids.
Yeah. Does she do acting still? Or?
Yeah, I mean, she was on the reboot Fuller House.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes. Which sucked, by the way. I didn't really like it.
I didn't care for it. I mean, I have a feeling if I rewatched Full House now, it'd be like, ugh, this is bad.
No, because I still watch like rerun episodes of Full House, and they're still pretty dope. I mean, it just gives it that nostalgic feel. So it's like, I mean, I still like them. I still appreciate them. But yeah, growing up, I used to watch Home Improvement, Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah.
I watched Boy Meets World. Topanga, too.
Yeah, she grew up hot.
Hottie. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Of course.
And then I used to watch the Steve Harvey Show, right?
Right. Martin.
I never watched Martin.
You never watched Martin?
No. But I watched the Steve Harvey Show, and I used to watch, what was the other show that was on? Damn, I keep blanking out on this show, but... Yeah, those are some of my like favorite shows that I like grew up watching, you know. Fresh Prince, I watch every single episode of all seasons. Like,
yeah, same.
It's dope. And I also like the transition between the on Viv. Like,
like nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Like, we just didn't realize she got a lot more light-skinned.
And funnier.
And funnier, right? She got more lines in the show.
It's crazy to think that Uncle Phil played the voice of Shredder on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He played the voice on the animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I never watched Ninja Turtles.
How did you never watch Ninja Turtles?
I've watched like a few episodes here and there, but I was never like a big fan or like I wasn't into them like that. I was into like you're talking about the cartoon show that you should air out on like a
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
Yeah. I was more of a Spider-Man guy. I used to watch Spider-Man or Pinky in the Brain. I sure watch Pinky in the Brain.
Of course. I watched the Animaniacs reboot, which was pretty fucking fun. Mm. Very PC, but pretty fucking fun.
It was fun. I haven't seen it.
It's on Hulu.
I don't have Hulu. That's the thing.
But you don't got someone's password? What the hell?
I don't, but maybe I know now.
I don't support piracy.
Okay. I can respect that.
I don't admit to crimes on the internet.
Right. No, it's funny because I have Netflix, I have Amazon, I have Spotify, and I share my fucking passwords with everybody. Everybody's like mooching off me. So like at some point I gotta get something back out of this, you know, right. This investment.
Like one of y'all motherfuckers, get the Disney Plus package with Hulu.
And share that shit with me because like I'm tired of this shit, you know?
Missing out on all the good Marvel shit.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because my brother, I share my Netflix and my Spotify with him. I gave him his own account, but I pay for it. And I know he has Hulu and Disney Plus, so I'm gonna ask him for that password. Because I like the Dickie show, little Dave.
Dave. Oh, Dave's great.
Yeah. So and that's on Hulu. So I haven't watched the newest season.
Oh, it gets weird. It gets weird. There's definitely some weird episodes on that one.
Oh, is there? Yeah. It's good. They did.
Yeah, I turned Corey onto it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, that shit's dope. I fuck with that one hard.
Yeah, well, like the second season started like shortly after Corey moved in. I'm like, yo, you got to see this. He's like, what's this? I'm like, oh.
Okay, I got to address something. Who the fuck is this DVD collection you guys have?
That's mine.
That's yours?
That's mine.
Okay. Because for a second, I thought I walked into a museum. I was like, what the fuck? Who has all these DVDs now? You know, like, do you have a DVD player?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, it's just there for show.
Just for show? I mean, I
actually, at this point, it's partially there for show because I have so much shit on digital.
For real. It's like, you probably have like 300 movies.
There's nearly 1,000 there.
1,000, yeah. So I was way off. That was just a fraction. Damn, I was way off.
Yeah, there's nearly 1,000 physical discs there. And like, I have almost 600 digital movies purchased on iTunes.
600 digital movies.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you're a big movie guy then.
No, I hate them. Fucking hate them all.
Just fucking buy them to collect that.
Yeah, no, it's an addiction. I'm really sick in the head. I'm just gonna admit this on the podcast. Like, I got a problem, guys.
You got a problem.
Like, every cent of the Patreon, every cent I make from this podcast goes into movies. Just buying digital movies. I don't even watch them.
Just like, buy it and let it sit there.
I'm just logging to iTunes. Like, what's $4.99? Buy.
Oh my god, that's just.
I got a problem, y'all.
That is a problem. We need to address that. Do we need like some kind of
movie intervention?
Intervention, yes. Moving by an intervention. That's what we need.
Like, gonna get some film critics in here. Be like, you bought some shit here. What the fuck?
Yes. What's all this dumb shit? You definitely need to get rid of some of this stuff.
I mean, there's a copy of Double Dragon on that wall.
A copy of Double Dragon? Is that a movie?
Yeah, with Scott Wolf and Alyssa Milano. Like, they made a live action movie about the video game in the 90s.
Oh, okay. I like Alyssa Milano, so
it's really bad. I mean, definitely. It's really, really fucking bad.
I bet it is, but she's really hot. So
no, especially in the 90s.
Yeah, especially in the 90s. That aesthetic is coming back, though. You've seen a lot of, you know, more, you know, petite girls with like no bras and little crop tops and shit.
I mean, I just want the butterfly clips to come back, like the
butterfly clips on top.
Yeah.
Or the tramp stamps. I wonder when that's gonna come back around.
I mean, for some people, they never left.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it's permanent, right? It's a permanent fucking decision. But
I definitely hooked up with some girls in like the early 2000s where it's like that's the only tattoo they had was the tramp stamp.
Yeah, and it was a big butterfly or heart on fire with like what is it? Like a stem roast, like a barbed wire.
Yeah. Inside. One of my exes had a multicolored tribal as a tramp stamp.
Mm.
I was like, I don't even know what the fuck that's supposed to be. Do you know what the fuck that's supposed to be?
They're like, no, but it looked hot, so I got it.
I mean, I'm definitely coming across it, but.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's like the where you aim, right? That's like where the money shot's going.
I mean, it's not much of an aim. It's literally just kind of pull out and drip on it, but yeah.
Hey, I mean, I still got the strength for it. I don't know. You speak for yourself right here, Matt. Speak for yourself.
I am. I know nothing of your loads. I know absolutely nothing. There is no pre-interview. We're like, so yeah, you're still shooting ropes? Like, there was no pre-interview about that.
Well, I am still shooting ropes. Yes, absolutely.
Well, so tell me about your diet. You doing a lot of zinc? Like
a lot of fucking pineapple, yes, for sure.
Oh, so it's tasty ropes.
Oh, yeah. I get a lot of compliment for, you know, my semen taste, which is weird, but I mean.
And she's just like, pretty soon she's going to be going down and you're like, yeah, you need more fiber. Like,
yes, like your iron's low, okay? So you need to start eating more iron. Okay.
Well, you know that she's actually a med student. Like, she knows.
Dietitian.
Or, yeah.
Well, how do you say it?
Like, nutritionist or some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nutritionist I would actually, like, pay to see. Like, what do you need? How do you figure out what I need in my diet? Oh, that's how? All right.
Cool. Let's keep trying it. Where do I send my next appointment? You know, as soon as we're done with that. Like, let's schedule our next appointment.
I just eat, like, shit on purpose. Not that I just eat, like, shit anyways, but... Yeah, it'd be on purpose.
Right? Nah, yeah, I gotta try that. Yeah, I'm gonna have a shitty eating day. Because it's like, normally she gets it, you know? She gets, like, guesses right, like, during the day, you know? Like, if I have a smoothie or something, she's like, you had berries, huh? She's like, yeah, that's kind of weird. Like,
go get a 20-piece McNugget right before you pop.
Yes. See how that, or well, you get cheese fries and see, like.
Yeah, go hit Tommy's.
Tommy's. I haven't had Tommy's in a minute, dude. Tommy's is good. I used to work down closer to the original Tommy's on 3rd Street and Beverly.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man. That place is good, man. People who don't like Tommy's, I low-key don't trust them.
I don't dislike Tommy's. My body does not like what Tommy's does to it.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's understandable. That's understandable.
There's been plenty of times where, like, it's been ass late at night, and I'm like, Tommy's is open. This is going to be a thing.
And you live right across the street from a Tommy's.
Yeah.
So
I just roll through and just, like, fuck some shit up, and the next day I'm like, I'm not hungover, but holy fuck the Tommy's.
It's fucking you up.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck my stomach.
You know, it's crazy because that Tommy's really sketchy. There's a lot of homeless on.
Oh, I know. Fucker. Like, believe me, I know.
You know. You said
I've known. I've walked, like, because there's been plenty of times where, like, I go on foot to the bars. I'm not drinking and driving in Hollywood. I'm right. Just go fuck. So there'll be plenty of times where, like, pre-pandemic, I'd walk in there at fucking 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Damn.
To get a fucking burger.
Are they open 24/7?
They used to be. I mean, I don't know post-COVID, but.
Oh, okay.
They used to be 24/7. So you just be like rolling there at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning and like.
Bunch of weird shit going down.
And just like, I'm going to sit here and eat. I'm not even going to carry the food, like, back to my apartment. I'm just going to sit here and eat and just watch the weirdness.
Oh, wow. To get a show and food.
Right? Like, it's fucking value. If, like, I'm going to suffer for this, I'm at least going to be entertained before I suffer.
Yep. No, that's, I mean, yeah, fuck it. For $16, you get a show and a meal, stop playing.
Right? That's get a little time to sober up.
Yeah, it's a little bargain, you know? Might be potential witness to a crime. Sign me
might
up.
Might potentially commit a crime. You never know. Never know where the night's going to take you.
Right? That's crazy. I've definitely hit up some janky, like, taco stops. But, you know, I'm Mexican, so I mean, I'm used to that shit. Like, matter of fact, there's a good taco spot. Corey's been to it. Right by my house. It's, like, right underneath the freeway overpass. It's in a fucking, like, behind an abandoned movie theater. Like, those old fucking movie theaters. And there's definitely a homeless population back there. And it's very sketchy, but the tacos are fucking fire. Like, they are A1. The burritos, A1. Like, coming from Mexican, like, that shit.
I'll go check it out.
Point.
Because one of the fun tricks in life is if you're a white boy who does not look afraid, people don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
They're just like, what are you doing here? I'm like, getting tacos. Like, all right.
Yeah. No, you just gotta, like, I don't know. There's a lot of families that go eat there late at night. And it's like, I've seen a fucking a night walker walking barefoot on that motherfucker. And there's like fucking needles and broken glasses everywhere. And that guy was walking unfucking phased, just like walking like there was nothing fucking happening, like barefoot. And it's like, oh, you know, the taco's going to slap.
Right.
Motherfucker, you got night crawlers like that, you know, like
It's like, I will walk through a mile of glass for this taco.
Yeah, for real. It's like, it's good. Like, I usually, we just go pick up and we don't need them there. We just take them back to my place because, yeah, that shit is not safe. It does not look safe at all, bro. Like, but the tacos are good. The meats they have.
How's their El Pastor compared to Leo's?
Oh, bro, way better.
Better than Leo's El Pastor?
Absolutely.
All right, this I have to see to believe. Absolutely. Leo's has fucking fire El Pastor.
Leo's is good. Like,
I mean, everything but the El Pastor, Leo's is okay. The El Pastor is amazing.
Okay, so this place is like, the El Pastor is amazing, and everything else is like amazing too. Like, all the other meats is good. I even had like my roommate, who's black, you know, try to fucking different meats, right? Like tripa, cabeza.
Does he know what he's eating?
Buche. He doesn't know what he's eating, but he's just like, fuck it, don't tell me. Just,
and you're having me in fucking cow's head and you don't even know.
Yeah, and he's fucking loving it. You know, like, that's how good they are. Because, you know, I've tried to have him, like, we used to live in a more Hispanic community, and we used to go down to this taco shop, and he wasn't really fucking with the other extra meat. You know, he'd just stick to, like, the steak. Like, fucking give me a salad, and that's it. But here, he's like, he's really fucking with the other types of meats, which is cool, you know? Like, you know,
expand your palate. Exactly. Yeah, expand your fucking horizons. Like, if the shit was bad, there wouldn't be a line of motherfuckers. They wouldn't stock it.
Yeah. They wouldn't have 120,000 followers on Instagram.
Right? Yeah. You know, everyone in this apartment combined doesn't have anywhere near that. So,
yeah, right. So, I mean, do you know everybody in this apartment building?
I mean, I was just talking this unit.
Oh, okay.
No, there's definitely an Instagram model downstairs who has actually a bunch of fucking followers. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's probably definitely.
Yeah. She's the one person in this building I actually know.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Now, which, by the way, you guys live in a really dope place. Like, it's really nice.
It is much, much nicer than most people are ever fucking expecting when they come over here to do this podcast. Most people are like, roll over and like, you live in a nice apartment. Like, what the fuck were you expecting?
Yeah. Definitely. Like, I mean, even from the outside, it already starts to look nice. But then you walk in. And then, by the way, can we talk about those Amazon packages? Like, definitely fucking tempting to just, like, grab a couple of those boxes as I'm heading out and just take them with me.
There is a camera there, just FYI.
I know there is, but do they fucking know who I am? I mean, they could probably trace me back to, like, this fucking room, and then they'll come and talk to you, like, hey, somebody that left your room fucking sold so-and-so packages.
Oh, that guy was a repairman. I have no idea who the fuck that is.
I mean...
Dude, my TV was broken. He fixed that shit.
Okay, so you've definitely given some thought for this. But, yeah, it's just crazy how there's so many fucking Amazon boxes just sitting there next to the elevator, like...
They're not supposed to do that shit.
They're not supposed to do that. They should have like a fucking bin or a box, a drop box where they
can. No, they're supposed to bring it the fuck upstairs. The funny thing is, apparently my ass is caring enough that Amazon brings my shit upstairs.
Oh, okay. So
because every time I
deal with that fucking Amazon delivery,
because every time they leave shit downstairs, it's like negative review, negative review, negative review.
Oh, okay.
Good. They bring it upstairs, positive review. That's right. Do your fucking job.
Yeah, bring it to my doorstep. Like, right? I'm not gonna fucking stop my fucking DVD collection. From
that's right. That is actually what is getting delivered from Amazon all the fucking time. Yeah. More DVDs.
That's how you're already the 20 packs. Or like the Titanic, it's in like a fucking 3 sets DVDs and shit.
Yeah, like if you steal my Amazon shit, you're probably gonna get a DVD of a movie you don't want to watch.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't want to steal your packages, bro. I don't even watch TV like that.
In all reality, if you stole my fucking, you'd probably get some camera equipment.
Okay, then I'm definitely stealing your packages. Let me recap
that. Let's see. Last thing, either that or a 12 or a 24 pack of fucking Monsters. Like, if it's like fucking heavy shit, it's like, oh, Matt's, because I have Monster.
Like, or the, some cigars, which you have, like.
Those don't come from Amazon.
Oh, thankfully. They don't come from Amazon? No. Nope. Oh, I thought you said you buy them online.
Shout out, even though they're not a sponsor. They should be.
They should be, though.
JRCigars.com is like, they're based out of North Carolina and they have fucking amazing fucking prices on cigars.
Yes. Enjoy a good steak for sure. We had one the first time we met. Yeah.
You were leaving and you're like, I had a cigar. Like, oh, you smoke cigars, drink whiskey? I'll be back.
And I came back.
Yeah, you came back.
Yeah. That was good. This is good whiskey too. This Buffalo Trace is fucking good, man.
I know. We got to, you know, fix you of your Jack Daniels problem.
Yeah. No, what? That's not. Come on. I need a little bit more respect than that, Matt. Oh, I do not drink.
Your Maker's Mark.
Maker's Mark, yes.
Yeah.
That's where I like start.
And Makers is good, you know.
It's commercial.
No. I'll drink Makers. Don't get me wrong. I drink Makers. And Makers is good because you can get it in pretty much every fucking bar.
Mm-hmm.
if you ask for a Buffalo Trace in a lot of bars, I'd be like, what? No.
Yeah.
This shit's coming more common, but a lot of places are going to be like, nope.
But it's good. Yeah, it's really good. I'm definitely picking, you know.
That's only a $25 bottle.
Yeah, and that doesn't look expensive, you know. I've definitely seen it, but I just was kind of skeptic on trying it. But now that I've tried it, you know, I'm definitely getting one of those for my house. For
sure. Oh, yeah, especially for the price point. Like, it's a good whiskey for the price point.
There's a good whiskey bar in Long Beach that I like going to.
Which one's that one?
It's called the Blind Donkey.
I have been there. I took a Tinder date on there once and went back to her place, and it went nowhere after going back to her place. I'm like, why'd you invite me back? We're adults.
Yeah, like, you should know by this point, like, if you're inviting me home, like, we're fucking, like.
Yeah, like, nothing. Like, seriously, like, actually sat on the couch and watched a movie.
Did you try making a move?
Or no? I did. Yeah, and then, like, never heard from her again. Like,
I would have not finished watching the movie. I'd have been like, you know what? I need to go walk my rock. It was good night. We'll see you.
Oh, I did. Because immediately drive. The movie was high, but I did immediately drive to Portillo's in fucking Buena Park from there.
Okay.
I'm like, so it's only like 15 miles out of the way to. Do you know what Portillo's?
No, I've never heard of it.
It's a Chicago hot dog chain, and the only one in fucking California is in Buena Park.
Oh, is it right there by Knott's?
Yeah, it's like right there by Knott's.
Bordo's and all that?
Yep. It's right over by.
I've never been there, yeah.
It's a Chicago hot dog chain. Like, it's fucking famous in Chicago, and, like, it's the only place reliably to get Chicago hot dogs.
Yeah. Oh, I got to check it out because my roommate's family is from Chicago, and last time one of his cousins came, and they brought, like, some popcorn.
Oh, the fucking popcorn.
This famous popcorn spot. That shit was amazing.
Did it have the caramel corn?
Yeah, it was like cheese and caramel.
Yeah, there's the three.
Well, this one came in a bag.
Like, oh, okay.
In a little bag. So I don't know.
Like the old school tins?
Yeah, I'm sure you can buy the old school tins.
Yeah, the old school tins were like regular caramel cheddar, like with a divider in the middle.
God, there's something about that fucking cheese and like the savory and sweet like combination. It's orgasmic, bro. I'm not going to lie. That
Chicago's an amazing town to get fat in.
Oh, I mean, any city, you know?
No. Chicago is an amazing town to get fat in.
Why is that? What else is good out there?
Well, the pizza, the dogs, the fact that, like, there's a lot of Michelin star restaurants in that fucking town.
I don't like deep dish pizza, though.
What's wrong with deep dish?
It's too bready. Like, I like my shit, like, thin crust. I like Domino's. That's what the fuck I like. You can't go wrong, you know.
Garlic crust, you definitely can go wrong.
Pizza, that shit is fire.
Man, I don't know why such a short interview. He's jumped out of here already. God damn it. He just up and left, folks. I don't know what the fuck happened.
What happened? Yeah.
Just cut to black.
I'm still here, guys.
Not in post, you won't be.
Yes, I am. Look, as long as I talk while you're talking, I'm still here.
This is multi-track, sir. No, it's not. Okay. We have a professional recording. There is a separate track for each one of us.
Okay.
Stereo mix bullshit.
You got me there.
But this is really awkward that I'm just talking to myself like this. Like,
yeah, like a weirdo. You don't want to do that.
I mean, I do. I really do. Domino's? Really?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, yeah, somebody asked me the other day, like, oh, where's a good fucking pizza spot around here that's like LA pizza? And I'm like, BJ's? Fuck, I don't know. Like,
oh, BJ's garbage.
I don't fucking eat pizza like that, you know? Like, I'm not one to be, like, looking for the, like, a pizza spot that's, like, authentic LA pizza.
Oh, there is no authentic LA pizza.
But you know what it is authentic? It's hot dogs in downtown.
Yeah.
That's a fucking authentic.
That is an authentic LA thing. Too bad they use garbage quality hot dogs with that shit.
I don't give a fuck. That shit tastes amazing. Especially
because of the bacon. Because of the bacon. Because of the fucking bacon.
Like, that shit tastes amazing.
Unfortunately, my refined palate from Chicago is real picky about the quality of hot dog.
Okay.
Like, have you ever had a Vienna beef hot dog?
No, I have not.
Right. Like, Vienna beef hot dogs are leaps and bounds better than any other hot dog on the market.
Okay, I gotta try that. We gotta.
And what's crazy, the recipe is such science that they moved physical locations at one point in Chicago, and the dogs started tasting off because there was some bacteria in the air in the original factory that affected the flavor. They somehow imported that bacteria back into the new factory.
Oh, to give it that flavor.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, but they're all beef, fucking superior hot dogs.
Are they kosher?
I don't know if they actually are or not. Oh, okay. But at the end of the day, like,
What about a Dodger dog? Have you had a dog?
I've had a Dodger dog, and I was sorely disappointed.
Well, there's nothing special to them. You know, there's just extra long sausage.
Yeah, and it was all pigs and it was all asshole and snout.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not a bratwurst, you know, it's a fucking Winnie from Oscar Mayer's and shit or Farmer John.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the tradition, you know, you cannot go to Dodger games or Dodger Stadium without getting a Dodger dog. Like, you have to have a Dodger dog. You got to have some peanuts and a michelada.
You want to see some ridiculous shit?
If you spend less than $120 on those three things, then you're not doing it right.
I agree. Do you want to see some ridiculous shit, though?
Yeah, let's see some shit.
This is the food at Sox Stadium in Chicago.
That's just gourmet.
Like, that is the shit you get at White Sox Stadium.
Which is, for, like, as a baseball fan and enthusiast, that's way too much. Like, I want my Dodger dog. I just want simple fucking hot dog with ketchup and relish.
That's a simple fucking hot dog.
No, it's not. That's a fucking gourmet hot dog. It looks like that shit's been, like, preheated. The popcorn looks amazing, though. I'm not going to fuck with you on that one. That shit looks amazing.
But look at that meatball sandwich, man. Look at that meatball sandwich.
See, the meatball sandwich is way too much. These fucking tater tots are like, what the fuck? How old are you, 12? Like, no, I don't want fucking tater tots. I want to enjoy my game. See, the nachos. This is way too much. A churro hot dog? Stop playing.
Like, I'm not a big baseball fan, but like, spoiled on the food at fucking Stocks Park.
Yeah, I mean, I can see how someone who's not into like sports would like going there for the food, but like,
I'm just there to get day drunk and eat fucking grilled gluttonous shit.
You see, I guess that's why I got to separate the two, because I love baseball. Like, I grew up going to Dodger games. Like, my dad would take me to the Dodger games all the time. Me and my brother. So like, Dodgers and like baseball is a big thing. I play baseball. Like, so when I go there, I don't really like. Yeah, you have a good time regardless, because the atmosphere is fucking jumping, right? It's a dope fucking place to be. Everybody comes to life, and like I like paying attention to the game, so I don't like all this extra shit around me, you know? Like, let me just get my fucking hot dog, my beer, and that's it. Maybe some nachos, and that's it, you know? Like, all this extra shit that I gotta eat with forks or
you ain't gonna eat any of that shit with forks. Yeah, you're a real man.
I mean, yeah, a churro hot dog, that should look good. I'm not gonna lie.
A lot of that shit for stadium foods, like, holy fuck, what is going on here?
Actually, like, it'll give you a heartache instantly, you know?
Did I mention Chicago's a good town to get fat in?
Yeah, you did. But you know, there's this
the winters are cold, man. You got to put on weight for it.
Yeah, that's true. I you know, people always talk about this, but are there homeless people out there?
Oh yeah, a lot
in the winter.
Yeah, they just go into fucking shelters.
Oh shit, so they're not in the streets or on their
bridge. I mean, in the streets during the day.
They just go and fucking hibernate at night.
Pretty much. Yeah. No tent cities like fucking LA.
Like Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. This is horrible, man.
Oh, I know.
What do you think about fucking homeless people?
I mean, they're people. They deserve shit.
Are they, though?
Yeah, they're people. I mean, I saw a kind of cute one the other day. I'm like,
I might just take that one home and shower her, and that's it. Huh? Call it a day.
Right? Like, hey, you know, how would three hots in a cot treat you? Up, girl?
I got a heater inside, you know? Like,
I got a massive DVD collection. You can't pawn it for shit, but you can be entertained by it.
You can. Bro, I wonder, like, I'm sure, like, down the line, like, in a couple of years from now, that's just going to be worth a lot of money.
Nah, no way.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I think so. I think there's going to be a niche for fucking people who like to collect DVDs. And, I mean, just think about, like, record players, bro. Like,
yeah, but that's the thing. Like, records give a unique sound and a warmer sound than fucking digital media. DVDs are just digital media. You don't see motherfuckers collecting CDs.
You don't. But it's just kind of like records, right?
Yeah, but it's because record enthusiasts are picky about the sound quality that's coming from records. That it's a different sound than listening to it digitally.
It's way different.
So this shit, fucking, it's the same as or lower quality than watching on your fucking Apple TV.
Probably lower. Apple, yeah. Your phone's has better resolution.
Yeah, shit. Like, there are 4K movies on my Apple TV. I have a handful of Blu-rays that are, I guess, they are 4K.
Dude, remember when Blu-ray was the fucking shit? And yeah. Everybody was like, damn, that's a big-ass difference. Like, it's so much clearer. And then iPhones came out and then we forgot about fucking Blu-rays. Like, they're a thing of the past. Like,
people don't want to buy physical media, which you can get burned by that shit because shit gets taken off iTunes. And if you purchased it, they'll just take it out of your library and won't tell you.
Oh, like what do you mean?
Like if the licensing changes and they lose the fucking license to a movie, they will just pull that shit right out of your library.
They won't refund you.
Refund you shit. They won't even tell you.
And you probably won't even notice because you fucking buy movies all the time. So
yeah, there's a couple of them like, I know I own this motherfucker. Where'd it go?
It's gone.
This is gone.
Yeah, that's why I don't like buying movies. Like even like prior to that, like back in Amazon, like you could rent out movies. Like I would rather much rent them. I've rent a lot more movies on Amazon for like 2 days for $2 and watch them, you know, because I know I'm going to watch it. Like if I'm going to rent it, I'm going to watch it and then it's not going to be sitting there in my fucking cloud or whatever. Like,
well, to be fair, like the joke about it being a sickness is only kind of a joke.
No, I know.
It's a half truth. So that shit all started for me like back in the day with Blockbuster and shit. Mm-hmm. I was so bad about returning movies on time. Yeah. That half the time I'd end up buying them by the time, like the cost, by the time I return them.
Right.
So I just got in the habit of buying.
Yeah, like, fuck it. I'm going to buy it if I'm going to end up buying them anyway.
Right. I'm going to end up paying. Them. Yeah. So I just ended up buying it. And then when Blockbusters and Hollywoods went out of business and they had like the fucking just get rid of the fucking shit, we're going out of business sales, I just was buying shit. Like that looks mildly interesting. $2. Done. Done. I'm walking out with like 10, 20, 30 DVDs. So
you haven't watched your collection.
I watched a lot of it. Don't get me wrong. I watched a lot of it.
Okay.
There are a handful of movies in there I have never watched. I'm pretty sure there's a copy of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves that is still in the shrink wrap.
Damn.
I mean, I've seen the movie. I have seen that movie.
Yeah, but you haven't seen the one you own, copy you own. Damn, that's crazy. See, I never got into the whole Blockbuster thing because my parents were poor. Right. So like having a Blockbuster like membership was like top quality. Right. Like shit, only fucking fancy people had that shit. We had like the regular mom and pops like video store.
See, the mom and pops by me.
And I think we had like a fucking fake name. Like it was like, a fake name. You know? Like,
see, the mom and pop by me didn't have the fucking video game selection. And that's really what it was about.
I was into video games a lot, too. But they had the basics, you know, they had the sports games. I've always been a sports game, like in video games. So they've always had that. I've never struggled with, like, did you play like fantasy games or like action games?
Action game shooters, fucking.
What's your favorite game?
Probably the game I have put the most fucking time into at this point is a game called Stellaris.
Stellaris.
It's a strategy game. I mean, it's a PC strategy game, and one game could take you fucking 15 hours, so.
Damn.
And you could still lose after 15 hours.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a massive, like, build your civilization, go to war with other civilizations in space and
I'm surprised there's not more advertising on video games because of how much time people spend on them.
Oh, there's a lot of fucking advertising for video games, just not, like, on TV.
Well, no, just like I'm saying, in video games, right? Like, I know San Andreas may have more options for like advertising, right? Where like they can put an actual advertisement.
Oh, you're talking about like advertising in game?
In the game.
Well, because a lot of fucking gamers will fucking lose their shit over that.
What, like having advertisement?
Yeah, because like, oh, I already spent $60 on this fucking game and now you're advertising to me?
No, when I your YouTube fucking advertisement where you have to pause and fucking.
But even like anything that like, unless it works, because GTA works because it's, you're listening to in-game radio. So them running an ad during in-game radio or some shit makes sense.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Like, but maybe, like if you're just like cruising and all of a sudden like there's an ad, people are going to get fucking pissed off about that shit.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But like, okay, San Andreas, it makes sense, right? Because you're cruising through the neighborhood, you see a bench stop, and they can have an actual ad there, like fucking, I don't know.
You know what?
Mark, and then it's subtle.
You know who did a decent job with that shit? EA with the UFC games.
Yeah, putting the monster logos on the uniform.
Well, or not even that. Like
that shit. Like,
when UFC 2, I haven't played 3 or 4 beyond the betas, but 2, when it was live for online play, it would update and like the next card coming up would be advertised on the fucking ring while you were doing fights online.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And people don't mind it, but
But that also makes sense because the UFC does that in real life.
Right. And that's subconscious, right? Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm surprised there's not more advertising in it. Right?
I mean, but you'd have to be subtle like that and have to be in something that made fucking sense. Otherwise, people would lose their shit.
Hmm. Okay.
Because if you're just like, oh, I'm playing Madden fucking 2022, and they're like, and now commercial, like TV timeout.
No.
People lose their shit.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I can't even stand that shit in real time.
Like, right.
Yeah, no. I don't mean like that. I just mean like in between like loading screens and shit like that. Like just put like.
I mean, a bunch of games do shit like that. Like games that have microtransactions definitely advertise their microtransactions during loading screens and shit.
Yeah, like, oh, get this bundle. This
yeah, get this yeah.
special well, offer. Like,
yeah,
well, spend $20 and get these 20 million coins. And you're like, fuck, that shit sounds like a deal. I've been there and I'm like,
no. What were you playing?
I like phone video games. I used to have a shooting game. What was it called? I don't have it anymore because I, like I said, it's just like a waste of my time and stuff. But, I used to have the shooting game, right, where I used to, like, snipe people, right? I don't know if you've played it. So, like, the whole objective of this game is that you're, like, a fucking sniper, and there's, like, fucking somebody trying to, like, kidnap somebody. So then you got to shoot them, and there's a crowd. But, like, if you kill the innocent person, you lose and whatnot. So then, like, at first it starts really simple, right? You get a regular sniper gun. The task is simple, right? The guy, like... holds someone hostage and
the guy's like shoot me.
No, it's just like he's just has somebody hostage, right? And there's cops like trying to like holding him hostage, and so it's your job to fucking shoot the guy who's having the person hostage. But if you miss, then he kills the fucking hostage and you lose, right? So it starts off easy, and then after there's like moving targets, and then like there's fucking levels where you're like in a flying helicopter and you got to snipe people on top of buildings while the helicopter's moving. So then your gun starts to come into play, right? Like, oh, you need a better gun, you need to upgrade your gun and this and that. So then they start advertising, like you said, you know, like, oh, for, you know, $20 you can get this fucking upgraded gun already, like instead of having to like work your way there,
because it's like hundreds if not thousands of hours to grind that gun in fucking real life.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So it's like because I would work through the levels and slowly like build my arsenal, which like it could only get you so far, like eventually, right? You need to fucking
that's how they get you,
right? So it's like you, at that point, you're invested in that shit, you know? You're like, fuck yeah, I'm the best fucking sniper in the world. Like, it's crazy like how that shit works, but it's funny.
It's a hustle. It's a I don't even want to think of how much money I've dropped in fucking packs for UFC 2. Mm. There was a point where, like, my lightweight fighter in UFC 2 I was in the maybe the top 30 in the fucking US.
Okay.
Like, that's how much I was fucking playing.
You were up there then.
You were
up there. How much invested, if you don't mind, were you in this? 200, 300 bucks?
If not more.
Damn.
Because occasionally they would fucking run. Did you ever play that game?
No.
Oh, yeah. So when you do create a fighter, instead of just being able to pick moves, you get cards that you get in fucking treasure packs that unlock moves.
Like other like big name fighters' moves and stuff?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
And those moves also improve your stats.
Right.
They like run specials like, oh, it's this fighter's birthday. Here's a special pack from this fighter. You have a better chance of unlocking their special moves and shit like that.
And they're like, oh, he does have some dope-ass moves. Like, yep. I want that.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yeah. A lot of, and now like, cause it's two games back, I can't even find anyone to fight me online anymore.
Yeah, cause you're too good. Like,
well, no, no one's playing it anymore. Three and four are out.
Oh, okay, yeah. I see.
People have moved on, and I'm like, but I spent so much money, and I literally have a lightweight fighter with perfect stats.
And it's like, is there a way that I can transfer this fighter into the new fucking
game? And they're like, no,
you
gotta pay.
Damn. See, that's how they get you right there.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm not doing it. I am not grinding. Because on top of like all the packs, it's still a massive grind to like
deal. Oh, yeah. You still got to put in those hours of fucking.
I have something like 1,700 wins with that fighter. That means that is 1,700 live opponents I have beaten with that fighter.
Mm.
And I think I have like 600 losses. So it's like 2,300 fights with just that one character.
Damn.
All online, like against live and people.
You play that fighter with someone else, or was this like on your phone, or is this
no?
Like
this is on Xbox.
Xbox. Okay. Can you play against other people?
This was all those fights were against other people.
No. I mean, like, not online.
Local?
Like, you can still use that character to, like, let's say we were to sit down right now. Like, you can just.
I don't think I can. No, it's an online.
Online thing. Yep. Oh, that sucks. Like, you can even show that character off with your friends. Like,
but if you make it, if you do it local, you can just pick moves. So I could just rebuild the same character local. But, you know, online, it's like, no, I got all the fucking cards. I grinded out my fucking stats.
Yeah. Damn.
And made a lot. I should publish my Xbox Live inbox at some point. The amount of fucking hate I got from people.
Oh, wow. You had a bunch of fucking people talking shit online?
Oh, yeah, because...
bunch of 12-year-olds
and shit. It's a fucking jujitsu character, so it's all about, like, just taking people down and fucking submitting them to ground and pounding them out. And, stand up, you bitch! Stand up, pussy! Like, I fucking wrecked you. I'm like, then how'd I win?
Yeah.
You wrecked me. You had your opportunity. I won.
I still beat your ass. Yeah.
Well, the shit talk doesn't happen until afterwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, oh, you bitch. I you know, you wouldn't stand with me. I'm like, no, I'm a ground fighter. I'm not going to stand with you.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Learn how to defend a takedown. As much as the audience is like, cool, Matt, we're hearing about you play a fucking 5-year-old video game. Cool. Best content ever.
Dope. Because you do Twitching too, right?
Yeah.
How's that? Is that cool? Is that fun?
It's fun. It's like being a nerdy cam girl. It's like what I refer to. It's like, you get motherfuckers who have never spent a fucking cent in your fucking stream, have never even hung out and communicated before. We're like, yo, can I play that game? Like, when you're doing games that, like, community could play.
Yeah.
Like, no, motherfucker, I don't know who the fuck you are, and you think I'm going to let you on air?
Yeah.
That'd be like, you as a comedian, like, some audience member's like, yo, can I get up and do a spot?
No, absolutely not.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if someone you knew popped in and was like, yo, can I get on, do some time? You'd be like, yeah, you're a trusted commodity. Get on up.
Yeah, for sure. No, yeah, I can see that.
But some motherfucker who I have never interacted before at all is like, yo, can I get in on this game? Like, no. Fuck no.
Said no way.
Because if you start dropping N-bombs, that's my TOS violation, not yours.
Because
it's being broadcast on my stream.
I'm not familiar with the whole Twitch thing or the streaming thing. But
like, what do you know?
I just know people fucking play video games and people pay to watch other people play video games.
Right? I mean, they can pay. It's mostly free.
Mostly free. Okay. Yeah, I know my nephew was into, like, watching people play video games. And I'm like, why don't you just fucking play them? And he's like, well, it's because you don't understand. It's like, these fucking people are great and it's just so dope seeing how to... I'm like,
I mean, some of these motherfuckers are really good. People do not come to my channel for really good gameplay. Mm. I am not that good.
They just come for the shit talk.
Yeah, they come for the shit talk. Or, you know, I make it so my audience can make me do shots.
Mm. So then you're like, you want me to take a shot? You got to pay me.
Well, the first four they can do just on, you know, loyalty points. You get channel points for just watching the stream. So the first four a night you can just redeem on channel points. Like, oh, you've hung for a while? Yeah, I'll do a shot for you.
Nice.
And then I start charging actual cash for them.
That's pretty cool. That's dope. You got to show me what's up with that, because I might be interested in doing some shit like that.
I mean,
I just don't know what I can stream or, like...
I mean, people do just chatting, dude. People just fucking...
I seen somebody charge, like, dressed up as a fucking lizard, and says, and this is, like, pay $1 to chat with a real Geico.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten sued by fucking Geico and shit, but... The people are paying them, and they're just fucking asking them questions, having them take shots and shit. And
a bunch of, you know, women were doing fucking hot tub streams. They were just chatting with their audience in fucking hot tubs.
Nice. You know, I don't understand. If you're a fucking hot girl and you're not on OnlyFans or slightly fucking selling a nipple picture here and there, like, you don't have it figured out. Like, you
don't have to go to OnlyFans if you're making thousands off Twitch.
Oh, yeah. Anywhere. Just any fucking where you can sell this shit. Like, you know, if I was a fucking hot girl, I would fucking be rich.
I'm sure you could sell that shit to gay men. Why aren't you?
That's true. We did have that conversation the other day. Because it gets to a point where, like, they're going to start requesting shit that I don't feel comfortable doing with.
What, it ain't happened for women? Like, that there are dudes that they would never fuck in a million years asking them to do shit they ain't comfortable with?
That's true, man. And you know what? Let's change this topic. You're like fucking persuading me here right now, and I don't like it.
Why? It could help your career.
You're right.
You could have a brand new fucking audience to come out and see your shows.
That's true. And not only my career, but financially.
Right. Fuck, you know? So right. Why do you want to stop this conversation?
You know what? You're right. Let's figure this
out. Put your money where your mouth is. You were just saying a second ago, if you were a hot girl, you would try to monetize that ass. Well, you're a dude that gay guys would like to fuck. Try to monetize that ass.
That's facts. You know what? You're right. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna tap into that shit. Fuck it. You know, I'm gonna start with a fucking calendar. You know?
Like, oh yeah, because people get print calendars these days.
A digital calendar. Fuck it. You know?
Get in the NFT space. Like, dude,
what's that NFT?
Oh, it's like fucking cryptocurrency backed art, where it's like unique art because it's in the blockchain.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's fairly new tech.
Okay. Well, I mean, this shit might be a fucking lane to explore. I don't know.
No, just get on OnlyFans, see who fucking bites, because believe it or not, the job is a lot harder than...
Oh, I bet it is. I bet it's... like, you got to do a lot of promoting, you know? Like,
yeah, just think of how many...
I see some hot girls that I follow, like, on Instagram that don't have, like, that much followers, and they start an OnlyFans thinking, oh, fuck.
I'm hot.
And then they don't put the effort to it. And they're not killing it. But then there's these fucking ugly girls that are putting all this fucking effort that are fucking killing it. So
guess what?
I'm sure it's hard. It's not just
every form of entertainment works like that. How many fucking comedians you know that aren't all that funny, but putting in a lot of fucking work perform better than people that are just naturally fucking funny, that are lazy as shit.
True.
Drive will get you further than talent any fucking day of the week.
Yeah. That is so
true. You got to have some fucking talent, but.
It's like my football coach used to say, I prefer hard work over fucking talent, you know? Yeah, hard work beats talent. Dude. Sometimes, yeah, it's true. That is very true, man.
Now, if you have absolutely no fucking talent, no matter how much hard work, motherfuckers ain't gonna shit, do shit, but a little bit of talent.
Yeah, just a little bit of talent and a lot of hard work will take you far.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how I feel, you know, especially because like I'm starting to get into more different... things that I've never thought I'd see myself doing. Like, I started doing, like, the video editing and started taking pictures and shit. And, I mean, I don't think I'm that talented, but, you know, I have some kind of talent with that shit. And I feel like my hard work is going to push me to where I need to be with that, with those two things, you know? So I'm definitely going to tap into that for sure.
So did you start doing that just to promote your comedy, to promote yourself?
No, but, I mean... Yes and no, right? Like, obviously, there's money to be made in comedy. Like, I've definitely made money off doing comedy, you know? Maybe not performing, like, stand-up, but definitely made money off, like, just, you know, within comedy, the realm of comedy, right? Which, we have, like, a production team that, like, me and my roommate run, which is, like, This Big Chillin' Comedy. Which is doing great. In a few months, we like it's outgrown my own personal Instagram page and shit. And it's so there's ways to make money. And one of those ways is like becoming a photographer for comedy, right? There's a handful of like photographers that dedicate themselves to photographing comedians. Not only that, but there's a lot of actors that you come across when doing comedy. So they're all going to need headshots. You know, everybody's looking to get headshots. So that's money to be made there. You know, people want to record their sets. If you record it, edit it, there's the extra fucking money to be
made. I mean, there's also self-taping for fucking actors too.
Self-taping for actors. There's also like content that we produce, like me and my roommate, we try to produce like game shows and shit like that. So all that's just gonna help me and, you know, to grow as a comedian and, you know, it's just a business person. Pretty much, you know?
Yeah, I gotta go on the self-taping people.
yeah, you should. You have, you know, all this equipment, like, make use of it, dude. You know, I'm sure you get it. I mean, you hustle, so it is what it is, you know? But yeah, that's kind of what like got me into it. Also, because we were paying way too much money on photographers and videographers to like edit for our comedy shows that we'd produce and stuff. And it's like, fuck, if we can save that fucking money.
Oh, I get that. I don't work cheap. Fucking. Yeah. I mean, I've never worked for you, but I'm just like, I know how much I bill out at. And like, I feel bad about it sometimes because I know people are like, can't really afford what I'm billing at. But I'm also like, I'm giving you the best rate I can. I can't afford to just give away my time either.
Yeah. And that's what people don't get. You know, that shit is time consuming. So, you know, like, but you know, eventually we want to get to a point where we do pay somebody, you know, for like to get content out, you know, because in this day and age, like, content is important. You gotta be consistent. You gotta put this shit out, put it out, put it out, put it out, put it out.
Oh, I know.
And
oh.
It's hard to do, you know, especially when you have a regular job and shit, and like you're trying to put content and work your 9 to 5 and live a fucking somewhat of a normal life. Like, yeah, that shit is.
Yeah, the normal life went out the window.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess so. I'm telling you, I miss so many family functions and so many like just events that are important to a lot of people that I care about. And it's
fucking like, funerals, like you were talking about, like, a minute ago.
Funerals and shit, you know, weddings and shit. I'm just like, fuck, you know, I feel bad, but at the same time, like I can't sacrifice, because at the end of the day, that's all distractions from me getting my goal, you know, reaching my fucking dream goal.
I just realized that is the downside of being a native Angelino.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Your fucking family's actually here. The rest of us who transplanted here,
you guys have the excuse to be like, well, I gotta buy a plane ticket,
right? Like, sorry, can't make it.
Yeah,
like, gotta work, can't fly in, sorry.
But like me, from being from LA and like born, like, well, I wasn't born here, but like raised in LA, like having my family here, like it's fucking hard, dude. Like,
Mijo, why aren't you coming home on Sundays?
Yeah, like we're gonna fucking make some tomahawk steaks for a fucking football game on Sunday night. You should come. And it's like, I can, you know, like I gotta fucking write, or I'm gonna fucking record this shit, or I gotta do this open mic. And it's like, but don't you, like, yeah, but you don't fucking understand, you know? Like,
so the native Angelino family doesn't understand either?
No, they don't.
Because, like, my Midwestern ass family, like, occasionally, you know, when you have financial problems out here, and they're like, well, just get a job.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
Yeah, no, so, like, I mean, I don't know, because I do have like a normal, like a non-normal. Well, yeah, I guess. But I do have a 9 to 5, which kind of helps me pursue, you know, my comedy and everything else that I do outside of it. And then, like I said, like now having this kind of like production thing that we have going, it gives, you know, giving us the opportunity to invest and kind of grow, create a platform, you know, not just for ourselves, but for the comics and shit, and just kind of make something out of it, you know, like, so it's like, it's managing those two things, right? So if I'm not fucking working 9 to 5, I'm like working over here. So it's like, I'm fucking working 24/7, you know?
No, I know that pain. I absolutely know that pain. And I was just curious of like a family that's actually here and like experiences how LA is, still doesn't get it. That's fucked up.
Yeah, they still don't, like, I mean, now they, like, my inner family kind of gets it out, so like they won't really hit me up, or they'll let me know in advance, like, hey, so on this day we're gonna get together and have like a barbecue, like hopefully you can make it. And I try to make as much as I, like, I try to make time for them too, because it's important, right? Like, I don't want to fucking look back and be like, fuck, I only had like, in these last 5 years I only attended like 3 family functions, you know, like. So, it's
but how many of your shows have they come to?
Yeah, that's true. So, like, my sister's been to maybe like 3-4 short shows of mine. My brother's been to 2 shows. And then my parents have never been to a show. So,
see?
But to their defense, last year they moved back to their country. So, they don't live here no more. So, especially when they're here visiting for like a month or two and they're staying with like my brother and my sister, like, I still don't see them, you know, like, as often as they would want to see me, because I, you know, they don't live here no more. So like,
come out to a show, you know where to find me.
Yeah, so it gets kind of tough. Yeah,
it's like, you're on vacation, I'm on a schedule.
Yeah, I'm on a fucking schedule. Like, come in and have yourself a good time, you know. But yeah, it is what it is.
No, 100%. But for me, I've just definitely had family like where I'm like, you know, money's a little fucking tight right now because I'm just fucking hustling, but, you know, yeah, it's LA. And like, well, why don't you get a real job? Like, motherfucker.
Because I wouldn't be able to do all this other XYZ. You know?
Yeah. And at the points where I had a real job and I was working around, it's like, I have a real job. Shit still costs fucking money.
Yeah, it's expensive, though. It's definitely, it's not meant for the weak.
No.
You know, it's not meant for the weak. I've definitely considered like maybe like moving out of state. And save
so
up.
Fucking where?
Oh, I fucking bunkfuck. I don't know. I want to experience some kind of racism, you know, because growing up here in LA,
just go up to fucking Bakersfield.
Even out there, I've been there. I've done shows out there. I have family out there. Like, I don't really get that. I want to go to like fucking Nashville or something where If I walk into the store, everybody's looking at me like, who the fuck is this Mexican? You know, like, I want to experience that, you know, like, and then not only that, but just,
well, get just go move to Austin.
Yeah, but Austin's like too populated, and I feel like it's going to be just as expensive as LA. So I don't want to do
but that. But at least there's a comedy scene.
Yeah, but like,
no shit, Austin. Like, I did not actually experience any racist down there. I'm just throwing Texas out there.
Yeah, you're making it seem like it's very fucking racist in Austin, nah. You know, which I've heard differently.
No, there's just a lot of fucking white people.
Yeah, true. But like Nashville, I've never been to Nashville, but I know they have a pretty good comedy scene, and they have a good nightlife, right? Where there's a lot of bars and country and just entertainment, live entertainment. So I'm like, oh, that'd be dope. You know, something completely fucking different. You know, maybe like a small town. Go there for like 2-3 years. You know, still do what I do. And, you know, like my career, my profession pays me pretty good. So like that shit would go a lot more further than it does here, right?
But the problem is Nashville, Austin, anywhere but here in New York, the rest of the entertainment industry ain't there.
Yeah, no, so that's what I'm going to give up. But at the same time, it'll give me time to, like, write more, you know, fucking write about my new experiences, you know. It'll give me more life to kind of talk about on stage, so.
Yeah, but you can go experience life here.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you're not going to try to talk me out into my decision. Like, I already made my decision.
I know. We're starting your OnlyFans as soon as we get off air.
Yes, a gay OnlyFans or a girl.
No, whoever buys.
Whoever fucking buys it.
You're not going to block people if they're spending money.
Right, you're true. You're right. But, you know,
everyone's money spends the same.
True. Money has no, like, it's not a.
Money has no gender, no sex.
It doesn't. It's great.
No race.
That's it.
It all spends the fucking same.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, I just might tap into that, dude. I might tap into that because, you know, my ex used to tell me, like, man, you'd be a great, you should be a gay model. Like, they like, you know, big, chubby man. And I'm kind of furry on the chest, so they're like, oh yeah, they'll fucking love that shit. They will love it. And I'm just like, nah. But and then I've had some like random fucking gay guy on TikTok just kind of blow up my shit, make me feel uncomfortable, calling me fucking sweet cheeks and all this shit. And like,
why does it make you feel uncomfortable?
Because it's unwanted. Now I understand why girls don't like fucking guys catcalling them. And
see, my ass is like, oh shit, I'm looking good today then.
Yeah, but I don't want to fucking like, I don't want to give them that attention because then.
Well, no, I ain't giving them attention. I'm just like, yo, thanks. Cool. No.
Well, I mean, it's like on comments, right? So I don't even reply to them. I might just like them, but I won't.
Yeah, just like them. Be like, thanks.
But even like liking them, they think like, oh fuck, you know, like. And then, like, it's an excuse for them to keep, like...
And possibly spend some fucking money.
You're right. I just got to stop looking at it from that sense. But you're right. There's probably definitely money to be in there.
Right. There's money to be fucking made. Like, my sexuality isn't so fucking fragile that I'm bothered by someone I don't want to fuck hitting on me.
Yeah, you're right. And I don't like how you phrase that, like, it's fragile, your sexuality. Because my sexuality is not fragile. Yeah. But, you know...
Well, then what the fuck are you worried about?
Well, because that shit's uncomfortable.
Why is it uncomfortable?
Because it's unwanted. And it's just like, all right...
Okay, are you actually in fear for your fucking life?
No, it's not.
Then who gives a fuck?
I give a fuck. That's my...
Why do you give a fuck, though? Why?
Because that's me, you know? It's just like, I understand now, and like, it's made me grown as a fucking person not to be harassing fucking women online. Well,
yeah, but women, like,
because
women have, like, physical fear because we, in a lot of cases, are bigger and can do physical harm to them. If you're not worried about this dude being able to do physical harm to you, why the fuck do you give a damn?
Yeah, well, it just poured me some.
You're like, I didn't realize I was going to come out here like this shit was going to go down.
Get fucking lecture here about my sexuality or not, which, you know, hopefully a lot of fucking females listen to this and realize that I am not gay and I am single. So
I mean, even if you were, whatever, who cares?
Yeah, even if I wasn't single, fuck it, I'm still here, you know?
Only even if you're gay, who cares?
Oh yeah, but I'm not gay, so
I mean, and but who cares?
That's not my fucking sexuality being fragile, just to make that shit.
I mean, it's 20 fucking 21. Who gives a fuck who you fuck as long as it's consenting adults?
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
Like, I know a bunch of, you know, male talent who are heterosexual who did gay porn because it paid.
Yeah, that's a line I wouldn't cross.
I wouldn't either, but I also don't want to be fucking male talent in mainstream porn either, so.
Well, no, yeah, no, but I mean, I just, like you said, you know, as long as there nobody's getting hurt or you're not doing something you don't want to, I think I can say no to money just because, you know, like if, nah, fuck, no, I would never fuck a guy or let a guy fuck me. Hell no. Like if I get fucked in the ass, bro, let that shit know that shit's involuntary. Like,
well, here's the thing.
Hell nah.
If you were doing gay for pay,
I would never.
Fair enough. You never know. Never say never.
I fucking positively know I would never.
You
I
never know. You never fucking know.
I don't give a fuck how broke I am or how fucking in the hole I am. I'm never letting a guy fuck me in the ass.
You never know.
Willingly.
You fuck never know. No. You never know.
I fucking know, Matt.
You never know.
Bro, I fucking know.
You say that now.
Okay, you'll let somebody fuck in the ass. Are you heterosexual?
I am indeed.
Okay, so would you ever let somebody fuck in the ass?
No, I have no interest in it.
Okay.
But I have never been to the point where like...
So you're not close to the idea that it might happen to you.
I don't think it's going to happen to me. I am not going to consent to it unless things are wildly change in my life. Wildly change.
Like what? What would...
I don't know. If someone put a fucking gun to my head, I'd be like, yeah, I want to keep living.
Okay, but that's involuntarily still. So.
Oh, yeah. No, there's... I mean, there's probably very... Where you there's say, very few situations where I'm...
you make that conscious decision of...
There like, are you know very, what? Very... I can't think of any
Let
situation...
Let me go take it in the ass.
I don't think there's any situation in my life where I'm going to consensually get fucked in the ass. And I joke about this all the time. Like, you know, the ongoing joke of like... Oh, would you suck a dick for $1 million? I'm like, yes, I would. It would be the almost unenthusiastic blowjob. I mean, they would be throwing their money away.
Shit, for $1 million, I'd be fucking happy as fuck. I don't give a fuck. That's $1 million, my boy.
Right. There are plenty of people who have had my penis in their mouth that got a lot less for it. And they probably weren't happy about it. I mean, not that it wasn't consensual. They were just kind of like, oh, I got to suck this dude's dick.
Yeah, not yet.
I mean, they don't got it. I'm saying that wrong.
The most they got is fucking... Tommy's from across
the street. Right, they got some Tommy's out of it. Like, they definitely did not get $1 million out of the fucking blowjob.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just saying, if someone's like, Matt, for $1 million, will you suck that dick? I'm like, yeah, just no one's going to have fun with this. No one.
It's not going to be enjoyable for neither party.
Yeah, neither party's going to enjoy this. Like,
I mean, but if you're already there, might as well enjoy it, right? Like, try to enjoy yourself. You wouldn't try to enjoy yourself? Like, you're already there. I mean, that thing's like looking at you, you're looking at it, and like,
no, I don't
just
know.
Just try to have a good time with it, bro. Like,
I don't know what would be a good time with. No.
Just like,
literally, I was editing porn yesterday.
Okay.
And it was a deep throat scene. And the performer was like deep throating, and the sounds were so visceral, it made me gag a little.
Oh. What? Like, you were disgusted by it?
No, I wouldn't. Like, no, like, I felt it in my tonsils, like the way she was taking it down, like the. Oh, noise. Oh, I'm like, God. Oh, God. Like, I've never had a dick in my mouth. I've never had a dick in my throat, but I just imagine, like, having some, like, impact against the back of my throat. It's just like,
uncomfortable.
Yeah. And just off the noises she was making.
I mean, you don't got to deep throw that shit.
I mean, for $1 million, I'm sure that's what they're expecting.
That's what you're insinuating that they're expecting.
I don't know. If you were paying $1 million for a blowjob, wouldn't you want them to take it all down?
Honestly, I wouldn't. Like, I'm paying $1 million. I probably have a lot more millions.
Yeah, you're not giving away your last $1 million blowjob.
Right here, just you. You're a heterosexual man. Just suck my dick. Just for the entertainment. I wouldn't care how good of a... Honestly, I don't know. Will you let a guy suck your dick?
I mean... Am I getting paid $1 million for it?
No, you're paying the $1 million.
Well, I'm definitely not paying $1 million to have my dick sucked by a dude.
Why not? A mouth is a mouth.
I'm not paying $1 million for anyone to suck my dick.
Okay, so not even a girl.
Nah, that seems well above going rates.
Like that's a flex. That's all it is.
Right.
That's all you're doing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I am Jewish. So like for me to give away $1 million, like nah. Yeah,
that's true. You guys are very fucking tight with that.
But that would be hilarious if it was someone's last $1 million. Like, yeah, I'm just giving my last million away to BJ.
Let me get a fucking head. And you got to pick a lineup between girls and men, and you pick the most terrifying man. Like, I want that guy who's a little fragile about his sexuality. I want that guy to suck my dick.
The guy who's just like, I'm not sure. Like, I'm questioning.
Yeah. The guy's like,
No, if I were to pay $1 million towards sex, there'd be a lot of people involved. And I would do zero work. I would pull a fucking JFK and be like, just lying there and be like, yo, I paid $1 million. Y'all go to town. Fucking, I best have the best O I've ever had.
You have, yeah. That's crazy.
I must have multiple millions.
Have you ever had a threesome before?
I have not, actually.
You? Is that something that you want to do or something like on your
bucket? No, it sounds like way too much work. And especially if you're getting in a threesome with like one of the other people involved is your actual like partner.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
I mean, let's.
It's got to be two like.
Two randos.
Randoms, yeah.
Yeah.
Two openly like. Yeah, don't do it with your partner.
You think in the world and the circles I run in, it would come up, but it just hasn't.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know what? I feel like I'm getting closer to it because like. Some of these girls that I'm hooking up with are more like likely to be bi, you know, like they express like, yeah, you know, so I know one of them offered like, she's like, yeah, I would love to do it. You know, she's into that shit too. So it's like, all right, cool, you know, like, but we've never gotten to a point where it's happened. But I feel like I'm getting closer. I feel like within the next year or so, I'm gonna fuck two girls at the same time.
Do you really want to?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because that's a turn on, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I don't have no questions with my performance. Like, I can feel like here's the thing with like what I've learned. Like, in order for you to fucking like ask for a threesome, you gotta be like fucking the shit out of that girl you're currently fucking.
Right.
Like, or, you gotta fuck the shit out of her.
Or that, or she's really into girls and she's gonna leave you high and dry while she fucks another girl in front of you.
Right.
And you're like, I'm in a threesome. I gotta jerk off up here on camera. I'm in a threesome. As I'm touching myself while they go at it.
Yeah, now that thing gotta work. Like, I gotta be fully active on that fucking
threesome. Well, yeah, you get too thrust in and then they go at it. Like, I was in a threesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no, if I'm gonna say that, it's because I was actively participating in that fucking threesome.
I mean, you got your participation trophy.
By watching.
No, I mean, let's just stick a dick in for a minute.
Yeah, no, I don't know, because like, you know, I don't know about you, but I've definitely had some girls where I just deliver some bad dick and I would never ask them for a threesome because
I advertise.
You can't even fuck me right. What makes me think that you're going to fuck two girls, right?
I advertise on here very regularly. I lay mediocre dick.
Okay. Well, you're being honest, you know.
Well, no, it helps with, you know, my fear of commitment. Like, I just lay mediocre dick so they don't stick around. I could do better. I could.
You could. Oh, okay, but you leave that little door for mysterious, like, Lucy, what better? Like, I bet I can get them to do better on me.
Maybe, or I'm just going to continue to be drunk and lazy.
And just keep giving that mediocre.
Keep giving it. Like, I'm just like, that was okay. I'm like, yeah, that's what it was advertised.
Yeah.
Like, this was not a Michelin star restaurant you rolled into. It was like an Applebee's.
This is like an Applebee's.
It scratches. It'll scratch that itch like when you're hungry, but like no one's like, holy shit, we need to go to Applebee's tonight.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You see it on the road. You're like,
We can wait another stop. We can drive another.
We can drive another stop. I'm like, but you know, I guess I could go for some riblets. Like, it's there. That's what sex with me is like. Yeah, it's like, I mean, I could do worse.
I see. I think that's my problem with me. That it's just like, I don't know. I try to do my best every fucking time. So it's like either, like, there's only two fucking spectrums that you'll get. You either get some good fucking dick or some whack ass dick. Right? Half of them, you know, I mean, if you average it, I'm like mediocre too, you know? But like those that I give really good dick to is like, I keep them around, you know, like they keep wanting like to keep doing it and shit. And that's where like feelings come and play. And it's like, you got to cut that shit off. And it's like, you know, you keep telling yourself like, man, what are these girls fucking crazy? And it's like, well, you keep fucking them good. That's the problem. You know, don't fuck them good. They won't fuck with you. There won't be all.
I know it's the best.
And that's good. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm doing that wrong.
See, relationships fuck with creativity.
Yeah, they do.
They cut into your time to fucking make shit.
They do. They do. That's why I don't.
And when you're happy, what kind of art are you making when you're fucking happy? Fuck that shit. Fucking misery makes art.
Right.
That's a clip.
There you go. Misery makes art. You heard it here.
I'm just going
to. Now we drink. So it's gonna
I've never had anyone complain to my face. I haven't laid it that mediocre where someone's like.
Oh, no. They never fucking complain. They just, you won't hear back from them. And then, you know, you're like, fuck.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that. I like making sure that my girl comes.
Oh, no, I want to make sure they come. But yeah.
And it's like, if they can't come, then I will stop fucking and be like, you know what? Let's just chill for a little bit. Because there's nothing worse than like fucking a girl that doesn't come, then you come, and then you're laying there, and then she's wanting to fuck some more, and you're like, bitch, I just fucking busted a nut. Like, and they're just fucking all over you, and they're just like, oh, fuck. And especially if she's really into you, she's like, oh, fuck. Like, and it just gets annoying where it's like, no, if you were to fucking come and I come, then we both fucking back to back and we go to bed. Nothing to
I don't said. Know who you're fucking with. I definitely fuck with girls that are like, oh, I want to go again after they came.
I just be fucking them good. That I'd be putting them to sleep, bro. Like, I.
Chokeholds?
I do everything. That shit. Yeah, the chokehold. So anything get the job done, you know? Like.
I just want you to sleep after the sleep.
No, it's just very few. There's a very few that, like, even after they come, they want to keep fucking. But there's, like, most of them, like, if I make them come, I make them come multiple times. So when I, by the time I come, it's like they're dead. You know, they're like, fuck. They don't even want to talk to me. And it's like, that's the best feeling, you know? It's because, good. I just nutted. I want to fucking lay down and, you know, listen to the music and just chill the fuck out. I don't want y'all on top of me. I'm hot. I'm sweaty. Like, I just been blowing that back out. Like, I need a rest. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so, yeah, I guess I'm doing it wrong. Literally, last time I fucked, like, she just put her fucking panties on. I fucking wiped myself down with a fucking piece of toilet paper, and then we went to dinner.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no, it was fun.
It's fun, yeah. No, there's nothing wrong
with that. I was just like, are you going to pee? You going to get a UTI? She's like, oh, no, I'm going to sell these panties. Like, they were came in. I'm like, all right, cool.
Wow. Wow. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, now you see, now the girls that I fuck, they go straight to the restroom and they pee and they clean themselves and everything, which is, I mean, that's normal, right? But
well, yeah, that's why I was asking. Like, yeah. You're like, no, I'm gonna sell these panties. I came in. I'm like, all right, cool.
That's crazy.
So some weird fan's gonna be like sniffing my fucking DNA.
Oh.
I ain't even getting a cut of this.
And you're not even a cut. Be like, bitch, give me 10% of whatever you make from those panties.
Right?
Yeah.
I should have negotiated better.
You should.
If I had laid better dick, I could have negotiated. Like, it's hard to negotiate when you're laying
me. Yeah, let's say she was just trying to use you just to sell some used, worn, nutted panties. And then, I don't know. That's weird. Why are we even on this topic, dude? Why are we on this topic?
This is my life. I mean, this is pretty normal to me.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You're like, I had no idea what show I signed up for.
Yeah, we were talking about fucking jizzing on. No.
No, I came inside her. I mean.
But is that drip that's going to go back down to her underwear?
Yep.
That's going to be the big seller here.
Yep.
Wow. Imagine you keep growing your fucking, your popularity, your name and everything. And those panties are going to sell for big bucks.
I really hope that, like, her
You know, there was people selling airs, bags of airs from Kobe's last game in Staples Center for thousands of dollars.
I ain't ever going to be as famous as Kobe.
Yeah, I don't think we will ever be as famous as Kobe. Like, Kobe really fucking ruled this city, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, he could literally go anywhere and everywhere he wanted to go, and he would not get denied.
Just, I mean, hell.
It was Kobe.
A callback to earlier. That's another motherfucker that was accused of some crimes, and everyone just like, nah, we love Kobe.
Yeah.
Flat out accused of raping somebody. Everyone's like, nah, we love Kobe.
Yeah, the people forget that. People forget that he fucking had some issues.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
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 I don't think he's suing me from beyond the grave.
Okay, but what about like his wife sticking around? Had he not been as rich, as popular as he was she sticking around? Do you think so?
Who knows? I can't comment on their fucking relationship.
That's true. But.
Who knows? Who knows what's going on? You know, who knows if they had an open relationship and it was just cool to
but you be know what? Like, all these rich people and all these famous athletes and stuff, like, their spouse has to be aware that there's cheating going on. 100%. But I mean, that whole Kobe thing is different because it was like a rape allegation, right?
Right.
But like, let's take away rape, right? Like cheating, like that shit is just gonna happen.
It's only cheating if both parties don't consent to it. If it's open,
Oh, right. If it's an open relationship, but a lot of these like celebrity couples, they're not an open
relationship. Well, no, they're effectively in open relationships. If dude's cheating and his wife is permissive of it, they're fucking up by not having a conversation about it.
What do you mean permissive?
Like
letting it happen?
Yeah. If she knows it's happening and is effectively okay with it by just sticking around, they should have not done it that way. They should have just had a conversation and been like, yo, I'm going to fuck other people.
Well, yeah, but the reason why they don't have open relationship is because like...
publicly open relationship.
Well, not just publicly, but even athletes, right? And like these high-value males or whatever who have a lot of girls thrown at them, you know, they still won't be able to compete with a hot wife. Like a hot wife will have a lot more men throwing themselves.
So are you telling me that if you were in that situation, you would be worried about your hot wife fucking other people?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I don't want her to be fucking other guys.
Why?
Because it's just a preference.
Okay. But what is behind that preference? But
I do would want to fuck other girls. And she's just gonna have to accept that.
So what's the why is the preference to not have her fuck other people?
Because that's not how it works.
Why?
Because I say so. What do you mean why?
Why? Why? Why is that your preference?
Because
why do you care? Do you care if your spouse goes and gets a fucking massage?
It's not the same thing.
Why is it not the same thing?
Because she's not getting fucked, first of all.
No, she's having some stranger put their hands all over and causing her pleasure. What's the difference?
Oh, my God. She's not getting fucked. That's the big difference. What do you mean? Why? He's not putting his dick in her vagina.
Mike, since when is that a big deal? You have probably fucked people that you don't even know their names.
So
sex isn't a big deal.
Well, it is if that's my fucking partner and who I want to like grow a family with. Like, I don't want somebody just be walking around and be like, oh, yeah, we fucked this girl like last week. And
guess what? They're with you and you fuck some girls that you don't know the names of.
But that doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. Like, you're bringing up.
But that's hypocrisy.
It's not hypocrisy. I get what you're saying, but it's not hypocrisy. Like, a guy. Okay, so guys fuck who they can. Girls fuck who they want. So if this girl is fucking everybody that she wants, which she has a lot of chances to fucking a lot more people than you
ever want. Why the fuck does the numbers matter?
What do you mean why? Okay, I'm going to give you the stupid, stereotypical fucking answer, right? Like a master key can open like... I'm a little drunk, so I can't even fucking think of it.
Welcome to hour two.
Right, so it's like... it's like a master key can open all the locks, but a lock cannot get opened by... I fucking love it. I got to look it up. Let me look that shit up. I don't want to fuck it up.
All right.
But...
you do accept that like anyone you settle down with at this point in life has had other sexual partners, right?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
So what's the problem with them fucking somebody else?
But I'm looking up for that fucking quote.
But no, I'm curious. Why do you think it's a problem? Question, would you fuck a porn star?
Yeah, because I don't want to date her.
Why not?
Because I don't want to date a porn star. I wouldn't want to date a stripper. Like, I would fuck them, but I wouldn't date them. Like,
why?
Because that...
Are you defined by what you do for a living?
Yes.
So all comedians are the same?
Absolutely. So that makes me not hypocritical, so...
It just makes you a liar.
Okay, so here's the quote, right? So a key that can open many locks is called a master key, but a lock that can be open, meaning can be fucked by any fucking guy, it's called a shitty lock. So it's just like, it's not
good. I don't think women's value are any less by the number of partners they have.
It's not, and that's what makes them acceptable to be in a relationship, given the amount of guys they fucked in their past. But if they're going to be in an exclusive relationship, then
that matters. Yeah, if you're being in an exclusive relationship, that's what I'm talking about. But you're being a hypocrite. If you're not being exclusive, you expect them to be exclusive.
Well, because it's different.
It's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Men and female are different. They're different. Men and female are different. Like I said, men fuck who they can. That's why, you know, we can fuck. Like, that's why men get praised for fucking the more girls you fuck, is the more.
Well, that's just a societal norm. That doesn't make it right.
What do you mean?
Society says you're a player if you fuck a lot.
Right. And if you
and girl, she's a slut if she fucks a lot.
Right. Which I don't agree to that.
Right.
Because that's fine. Like, girls should be able to fuck. And, you know, we need more girls to fuck guys. And fuck. In fact, they'll make the world a better place. There'll be less mass shootings if they fuck more guys. Right. But it's in a relationship.
But in a relationship, if you both commit to being monogamous, then you both should be monogamous. If you can't commit to that, neither should she.
Right. But in all honesty, like, that's kind of where I'm at right now. Like, realistically, like, speaking, I'm thinking more of like being polyamorous, like, which is,
well, see,
open, right?
Like, well, there's a difference between an open relationship and polyamory. Polyamory means you're romantically involved with multiple partners. You're not just fucking.
Right. Okay.
See, polyamory to me sounds fucking exhausting.
Yes. Okay.
Like, so just fucking other people, like multiple people, like, oh, hey, you just go in and fuck somebody else? Cool.
But like in an open relationship, like if I were to get an open relationship now, like, it wouldn't be fair to me.
Life's not fair, man.
I know. So that's why I don't want to be in a relationship.
Why do you care about life being fair?
Well, because life's about getting what you want out of it, right? So,
you want to be with this person, right?
Well, it depends.
Okay, so you want to be with this person, right?
Right.
Well, the caveat comes is she's going to fuck other people.
Well, then I don't. It's simple. Move the fuck on.
Say she's amazing. She hits every, like,
she's not the only fucking amazing person in this fucking world. So I can go find.
So why are you so worried about like that one little hangup if she checks every other box in your ideal partner?
Because that's the deal breaker. And if that's a fucking hypocritical deal breaker, then let it fucking be it. I don't want her to be fucking other guys. I'm not saying I'm gonna be fucking other girls, but if it presents itself, I'm a fucking cheat, and that's just what it is, you know? Like,
see, but if you two could just agree upon, like, hey, we fuck other people, you wouldn't be cheating.
Yeah, but then it also opens the door for her to fuck other people. Which,
so fucking what?
Statistically speaking, she's going to outfuck the amount of people she...
Oh, my God. So are you saying that you would never get involved with a woman like who's had double the number of partners you've had?
That doesn't matter. And that's... You're not getting it.
No. You're not getting it.
Bringing that up. Like,
but well, you're saying...
I don't care how many or who she's fucked before.
Then why do you care so during...
Because it's an exclusive relationship.
It's not, though, if you are fucking other people.
Okay. We're just going in circles here. All I'm saying is
I think it's making entertaining podcast content.
I don't think it's a fair statement to say that an open relationship is the way to go, because statistically speaking, like, women are going to fuck more. So then you're at a disadvantage of a relationship. So it's no longer exclusive. It's like,
well, no, it's definitely not exclusive.
A few times while the fucking rest of the world fucks your girl, which is like, well, that's not what you want, right?
What are you worried about? As long as she comes home to you.
Yeah, after she's gotten fucked, no thanks. Thank you very much.
I ain't worried about it.
Well, you ain't, and maybe you can fucking do it, but I can't. Like, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Okay, so, and that's a good thing that you understand that, you know, understand that about yourself, and you're not going to get into that relationship thinking you can, because that is the downfall of a lot of motherfuckers.
About what?
Who think they can, you know, I've seen a lot of people like date porn stars, date strippers, who think that they are down and they are good with it, and they are definitely not.
Oh, no. Like, it's
hard. And so it's better to be like, you know what? I can't handle this.
Like, I'm going to be honest and say I can't handle it, because you said like you have no issue with it. Like, right? Because you're all for, like, you don't want to be a hypocrite and whatever you mentioned right now.
No, I mean, I honestly don't care.
Okay, so you would be able to handle that? Like,
you're
in an open relationship
right now? I'm not in a relationship at all right now, but the person that I am fucking on the regular is a porn star.
Okay, so, I mean, and that's fine. Like, I have, like, these girls that I hook up on the regularly, which I'm sure they fuck other people, but I'm not there invested emotionally. I don't go on dates with them. I don't spend money on them. So it's like, that's fine.
But you may at some point, because that's how interpersonal connections work, especially with dudes. You know, we tend to get connected once more sex happens.
Nah, it's the opposite. It's females get attached to it.
Men, women generally don't have sex until there is some attachment. Men get attached through sex.
That's a lie.
That is science.
That is not science. I can tell you a fact. A girl would know off the bat if she's going to fuck you or not.
off the rip.
So all these girls who tell you, oh, I like to take things slow. I like to fucking wait. I'm not usually that. You're not attractive enough. Here's an example. If fucking Drake were to walk through this fucking door and there's a girl that thinks he's attractive, she would let him fuck him. She'll fuck him in front of us right here, right now. She would not fucking tell him, oh, I gotta wait. I'm like, that's bullshit.
I mean, I'll hold the camera as long as they sign waivers. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure, because you're good at it. That's what you do. But like, so this whole thing that girls have sex until they're emotionally, that's
no, bullshit. No. Generally, women have to have some sort of attachment to have sex.
No, they don't. They just need to be attracted to you. That's all.
That's an attachment. Dudes definitely fuck women that they're necessarily attracted to.
If the girl's attracted to you and she fucks instantly, it's more likely that she's going to catch feelings before the man does. Because men are not emotionally.
But after repeat business, we tend to catch.
Well, yeah. Even after repeat, like doing it frequently, the girl is more likely to get attached than the man is to the sex. That's a fact. Because if females are more emotional creatures than...
Well, I mean, it's all about the fucking brain chemistries that sex releases and shit like that. There's bonding chemicals that are released through fucking sex.
I mean, I'm not discrediting or I'm not saying that men cannot get emotionally attached before a female does. But if when that does tend to happen, the women lose interest in that. You know, so you just got to stay in your fucking game and know that, you know, it's just what it is. It's just like, it's just business, you know, it's just the business. I'm going to give you the business and go on about my day, you know, and there's no, like, you can't get emotionally attached to that.
Well, I agree.
Right.
At the end of the day, like, it's just sex. Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. To you, it doesn't, which is good. You know, good for you. We need more people like you. I also need more girls to fucking give that shit up and not let be fucking be judged by social norms and shit. Like I said, I don't judge girls who fuck a lot or who, you know, had multiple fucking partners before me. Like, especially if I'm trying to fucking find a relationship and kind of settle down with, like.
What do you consider settling down?
Well, that, you know, it's just like, all right, the only girl that I'm going to give my free time and my spare time, which at the moment is very little, and that's only gonna be smaller as, you know, I become more successful, is like, that's what I mean by settling down, moving in together, you know, knowing that when I do come home, you're gonna be there, you're gonna be there for me, and you're not gonna be out there fucking other people. Just like,
what if she just has her own fucking career? Is that gonna be a problem?
It might be. I don't want someone more successful than me. And people are going to say, oh, that's the fucking, you're self-conscious. You're not, you don't have like trust in you. You don't like you don't, all this other negative shit that you're probably thinking, which.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that, like not more successful, but maybe successful in a different field. Like, you know, the idea of two entertainers being under the same roof is just generally a mixed bag.
Yeah, no. So
especially if you're like in the same kind of entertainment.
Yeah, so like before I used to be more like, and this is gonna get very controversial though, but fuck it, we're here, you know, we're here.
The alcohol's flowing.
Alcohol's flowing. But it's just like prior, like before, like I have nothing against women who want to be independent, who want to be successful, who want to have a fucking career and all this, but I want to have a fucking spouse. I want to have a wife, you know? So what that usually entails is somebody who's doesn't really have a fucking whole career, but is more like nurturing, more family orientated, more, you know, submissive, you know, versus someone who's like trying to fucking change the world by being the next fucking president, you know?
You better be a successful fucking comic if you're going to do that shit.
Absolutely. So I have no fucking doubt that I'm going to be a successful comic, or even if I'm not a successful comic, I'm going to be a successful business person where, you know, I'm going to have that option. And that's something that I just believe in myself, right? So that's what I'm saying. Like a lot of people and maybe people, whoever fucking listens to this, are going to say, oh, that guy's insecure. This guy doesn't. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I, you know, good for women if they want to empower themselves and want to be successful, educated, all that, good. But that's why we're at right now, because there's so much masculine women out, you know, that are like I don't know if I'm making any sense. You're looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking
about? Masculine women, you lost me on that one.
Yeah. Well, what I mean by masculine women is there's like, okay, men and female are created differently, right? Like men are meant to fucking hunt, provide, all that. Women are meant to fucking nurture, you know, like stay home, do all this shit. And it sounds very misogynistic, but it's just the way it works. And that's why there's so many fucking failed marriages and so many failed relationships, because now the females are started taking more on the like provider roles, right?
Well, we also live in a society where
it's 2021, and that's what I'm saying.
Like, well, it's not even just women being out in the workforce and the provider roles. It's 2021. How many fucking relationships are surviving on one income?
Right. That's why I'm not in a relationship, because I want to make sure that I'm financially stable where we do survive off one income, right? Or like, I want an old school fucking partner. I guess that's the
nicest. You want your dinner on the table when you get home and shit?
Yes. I want somebody to fucking be there for me, to kind of like push me. I want that person to have her own kind of like thing going on besides just being at home, but I don't want it to take away from just being like the nurturing homebody type person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I get polar opposite of what I'm looking for. I'm looking to marry up.
Ah, okay.
Fucking, okay. Nah, I want to sit home and make my fucking stupid videos all day. You go out and work, girl.
You go out and work? Yeah, I mean.
No, I'm kidding. Fucking people be like, what? You want to be a suitcase pimp? What? A
suitcase pimp? Yes.
I do not want to be a suitcase pimp. I like working.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of this shit that I said is going to come off bad and people are going to be.
Is what it is.
It is what it is, you know? And it's like, I don't know. Like, I told you I was married, right? Did I tell you that?
You did.
Yeah. Okay. So I was.
My married. Audience may not be aware, though.
The what?
The audience may not be aware.
Yeah. The audience may not be aware. So I was married, right? And I fucking did everything as we were taught to be, right? Like, oh, you got to go 50-50. You got to, you know, marry an educated fucking person and like blah, blah, blah. You got to do X, Y, and Z and do all this fucking shit that we like get fed growing up, like, oh, you know, like all this shit. So I did that and my shit failed, right? It didn't work.
Now, why do you think it stopped working?
Because I did all those things. And it's like, and you can make the argument that can be like, oh, well, she didn't appreciate them. I'm sure there's somebody out that would appreciate all those things that you did as a husband, right? Or as a partner. But what I've come to realize from being like single and just kind of observing the game and just learning from it is just that fucking females don't want that shit. Just as like in any fucking relationship, girls want an unstable fucking man. Because why? They want to fucking change that person. They want to be like, yeah, I changed them. And once they change you, they get over you. And they're like, fuck, this is boring. Like, healthy relationships are fucking boring. And girls look for fucking toxic shit. They look for things that they feel like they need to control. So, you know, if you get like, as soon as a girl controls you, she gets over you and she gets bored of you, and that relationship is not going to work.
Ladies, slide into the DMs. You're never going to control me.
There you go. You see, it's
mediocre dick and no control.
Mediocre dick and no control. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with Matt. He has it all. He has it all. It's like, I don't know. Like, I'm just from an observational like standpoint, like that's where it's at. And that's what I've like come to learn and realized. And the more I try to like discredit this belief or this whole thing, I constantly get proven right by many examples around me, different friends, different homegirls, different like shit like that. And it's like, even look at your fucking parents, you know, like you ever looked at, I don't know if your parents are still together.
Oh, definitely not.
They're definitely not. Okay. So like my parents are still together. I know like, you know, a couple of like friends' parents are still together. And growing up, it was always like, fuck, why is like, why does the mom put up with so much shit from the dad? Like, why? Like, why? Like, it makes no sense. But yeah, they're still there. That fucking mom still would, you know, cook dinner. Still.
But how much of that shit is like instilled by fucking their parents, society. Like,
it is. But at the same time, like,
I mean, not to make it a racial thing. How many of those families are still together are Hispanic?
Oh, a lot. But
right. Fucking white people are like, nope, we out.
Yeah, well, I mean, white people goes, you know, they cut their losses quick. You know? Especially Jewish people, you know, like, no. But what I mean, like, just in general, like, because even like white people who I've known, like friends, families and shit, like parents are still together. And like, I've been to their house and kind of seen how they interact. And it's like, fuck, like looking from outside in, it looks shitty. But I mean, individually, like if you like, they're fucking both happy, right? Like,
are they?
Yeah, they are. And
you sure?
I'm positive. Like, I'm absolutely positive. Like, there's
no. Are they just institutionalized?
You would think they're institutionalized. That's what the common sense thing would fucking tell you. It's just like, oh, they're just used to it. It's institutionalized. But no, these fucking people are genuinely in love with their partners. Like, in love. Think about all these fucking girls that get their ass beat by their fucking shitty boyfriends who they still can't get fucking over with and stuff like that. And you're like, why? Like, are you not seeing he's fucking almost killing you? Like, he almost fucking killed you and you're still in love with this fucking man. Why? Because of that. They like all this toxic shit. Females like a mysterious, mischievous fucking man.
I don't think it's that simple. I don't.
You don't think it's that simple?
No.
Okay. I mean, I know you have a lot of listeners and a lot of female listeners that, I don't know. I hope.
Hey, comment on the fucking episode. You know, give us your feedback. Yeah. We're not just talking in a fucking vacuum here.
Yeah, because I'm in the hot seat right now. And I've never felt hotter than I am feeling right now.
Oh, well, you're not expecting me to just throw shit back at you?
Huh?
Were you not expecting me to fire back?
No, that's good. Like, throw shit back because it's just like, it's two different perspectives.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right? And like,
the world needs more of this shit to be like, yo, we have different fucking perspectives. We can discuss it. We can argue it a little bit. And like, we're going to still have a drink and have a good time.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's just going to be interesting to see like who sides with me and who sides with you, which it's going to. I mean, it just depends on your audience. But I mean, given the fact that a lot of like you have a lot of like female guests and stuff, which I'm assuming they kind of go and listen to your shit. Hopefully they can chime in and see if I'm wrong or if I'm right. And honestly, I don't give a fuck because that's just my point of view.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
So even if they don't agree with me, that's what's been working for me. And even ever since I've changed my views and my way of being around like females and interacting with females. Like, I've, like, dude, it's just, like, it's a night and day difference. Like, I used to be the nice fucking guy. I used to fucking do all this nicest shit for girls, and that shit would lead me to fucking the friend zone. I fucking changed my shit around. I start not to give a fuck, and then I have all these girls fucking hitting me up. And it's, like, y'all are fucking weird. Like, what?
Well, I think the friend zone is bullshit in the first place.
It's not. It's there.
No. The friend zone is
what,
like,
do you mean, like, it's bullshit?
The expectation of, like, oh, I'm only cool with you because, you know, I would like to have sex with you. Oh, now I'm stuck being your friend. Like, that's a fucking bad thing.
Well, it's not a bad thing, but that thought behind in your head is like, I would love to fuck you is always going to be there. It's not gonna
well, yeah, fucking tell her then.
Okay, so yeah, but then that's what then becomes an issue when you're trying to like, okay, you're trying to fuck somebody, right?
Right.
And they tell you, nah, I don't see you like that. And then they're like, but you can still be my friend. And then now you're going to be used for all these fucking constant favors. Like, oh, can you come with me? I need to go to the grocery store. Can you come with me?
Unless I wanted to do the favor, I ain't doing the favor.
So it just makes it messy. So for me, if I get friend zone, I cut ties. I'm like, all right, cool. You know,
see,
I respect that. Like, you know, you're not feeling me that way. Cool. But unless like me in the comedy scene, I don't fuck like comics because, you know, I see them as colleagues and I can have friends in the comedy, right? Because I'm not trying to fuck any of the female comics, you know? So I can have those friendships where it's like, all right, cool. But at the same time, they know it's a fucking friendship And I'm not like, it's going to go both ways. Like, you want me to do this favor, you got to do me this favor too, you know? And
right. It's a two-way street.
It's a two-way street. And a lot of the times when you're in the friend zone, a lot of these girls take advantage of that shit. And then you end up finding yourself doing a lot more shit for them that they are doing for you.
Well, don't do that shit.
Well, yeah, then do it. So to avoid all that shit, like if I want something more than a friendship and I don't get that, then I cut ties. Move the fuck on. I'll go be friends with somebody that's going to bring some kind of a friendship value to me.
Well, I agree with that. Like, no matter if male, female, you should not be allowing someone to take advantage of you. Like, if it's a one-way street, you shouldn't be friends with them. If you were trying to fuck them at one point or not.
Right.
There's definitely friends I've cut ties with where it's like, oh, you only come around when you're in fucking a state of fucking panic or there's some bullshit that you need help with. Mm-hmm. The only time you come around, I ain't got time for you.
Right.
Like, it's just what it is. But there's definitely some girls like, you know, I was originally trying to holler at. They weren't interested. They have hot friends.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing with that is that, like, they talk amongst each other, right? So then they'll be like, oh, he tried getting at me. So then now you try to come. So you already.
I mean, I don't run in circles where anyone gives a fuck about that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess it's different.
It's 2021. Why the fuck should anyone give a fuck that, like, well, I tried
to. Yeah, like, I wouldn't give a fuck because, like you said, I'm trying to fuck. So I, like, if I this didn't work, I'm going to shoot my shot at her and this and that. But just because I don't give a fuck doesn't mean that they don't give a fuck, you know? Because then they're like, oh, this guy's just trying to get at anyone he fucking can. And then if they feel sorry for you, then they're less likely to give you fucking pussy because they're like, ah, this guy's just trying to fuck one of us. So it's like, yeah, I mean, they might not fucking care, but I think
it's all how you present it.
I guess.
I'm
just more direct where it's like if I'm trying to fuck you and it doesn't work with you, I don't even try getting out of your friends because I'm like,
well, I'm assuming talk. Like
and all that bullshit is.
I'm also assuming that like this is a person that like I actually enjoy their company, not just, you know, was just trying to masturbate inside them.
Yeah, but even then, even worse, if you're just like, if you like them for who they are as a person, you enjoy their company, then you probably enjoy the company of her friends. So then it makes it weird that it's like, well, you try fucking my friend. Like,
I mean, not to me.
Have you been successful?
Yeah. I also like a girl I was hollering at one point, bartender, rolled through to a bar with one of my friends. Like, she was totally feeling my friend. He tried to wingman for me. And she was telling him, like, I fucking greenlight that shit on the, at, like, I totally, like, greenlit that shit.
For what?
For him to fuck her, and he fucked her.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I have no issues with that. Even, like, and my friends know this about me. If we go out, and I bring a girl back, like, to, let's say, to another party that we're all kicking it, and she starts feeling my friend before, like, fuck it, you fuck her, you know, don't
right.
I don't feel bad if you like fuck her and I don't, because at the end of the day, like, yeah, you're still my homie, you know, like, and if you got to fuck, then cool, you know, like I have no issues with that.
Oh, I agree. My buddy initially didn't do it. He's like, but you're into her. I'm like, but yeah, but she's a consenting adult who has her own agency and she's into you. You like her, fuck her.
Matter of fact, the first time this happened with one of my roommate, right? We were out of state and we were traveling, and I picked up on this girl from Texas, right? We were like, hey, it's just me and two of my other buddies. We were staying at this Airbnb and she was by herself. So I was like, hey, like, you know, we had dinner. I invited her over to dinner with us, but, you know, I was talking to her first and then we were all having dinner. So she's like, oh, what are you guys doing after? So I was like, oh, well, you know, we're gonna actually go back to our Airbnb. If you want to come, like, you can come through. And she's like, okay, cool. So then we're going back, and at this time it's just me and her, but she's kind of like flirting with my other friend, right? So I'm like, ah, she's kind of like, I can kind of read the room. It's like she's kind of feeling him. So we get back to the place, and I feel like she was more into him than she was to me. But he was like, oh, I was not trying to overstep you because, you know, you pulled that and blah, blah, blah.
So can't none call of us, fucking dibs on people.
So nobody fucked her. And then it's just like, you know, I had to have the conversation when I was like, dude, if she's fucking feeling you, fuck her. You
right.
Know? Like, I'm not gonna get upset. I'm not gonna be like, duh, but I fucking called dibs. Like, yeah, there's no such thing as fucking calling dibs. Like,
yeah, you can't call dibs on fucking people,
right? Like, you just fucking can, you know? Like, she's, that's who she was feeling. She, you, it is what it is, bro. Like, exactly. You can't get upset at that. Like,
that's some like fucking high school fucking energy.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, we're adults. Like, I'm not gonna trip. And then ever since then, it's like we had a great relationship. You know that it's like cool. And it's a mutual thing, right? Where it's like, if he brings somebody over and it's like, she's feeling me, then I'm gonna fucking take that shit down. You know, like, I'm not gonna feel bad about it. Like,
Nor should you.
Nor should I, yeah.
She's an adult with agency. She gets to call who she fucks.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, man, it's weird how we all have our different views on just like dating and stuff, because I have a complete different view. And like I said, you know, the moment I switch my game up to not giving a fuck, it's like the more girls want to fuck with me. Not like fuck with me, but just like they want to like either get in relationships with me, they want to fuck me more. Like, it's just
nobody wants something that's too easy.
Yeah, they don't. That's true, they don't. So that's another thing,
because if things are too easy, people take shit for granted,
right?
Like, oh, this is how it's always going to be? Jonathan's always just going to like be kissing my ass and like I can backburner him because
he's always going to be there.
He's always going to be there.
Yeah. You can't be that. And also like you just can't be easy, you know? Like
oh shit, I've been fucking that up the whole time.
Yeah, you can. you probably have cuz you can't.
Oh no, I meant like I just put out.
You put out? Yeah.
I'm easy.
That's what I'm saying. Like you can't be doing that, you know, like, because girls will notice that too. Like, that goes back to like, oh, you tried fucking my friend or getting at her and that didn't work. So now you're going to talk to me. It's like, dude, go put fucking effort somewhere else, you know, before you try to come like, try to like talk to me or whatever. Because then it's like, no girl wants to be with a guy that gives that shit up easily, or, you know, gives their attention to every fucking girl that walks in the room. Right. Like, me, if a girl walk, like, I don't be paying them much attention. Like, I'm very subtle about, like, checking on girls. Because if you're too obvious about it, then you automatically disqualify yourself, you know? Like, a girl wants to fuck with the guy that's paying them the least amount of attention. You know why? Because they get so much fucking attention from all these fucking thirsty guys that the one guy that's not fucking paying them attention, it actually catches their attention. Like, why the fuck is he not paying attention to me?
Well, see, sometimes I will go the overboard route and be like, I'm just blatant, like, yo, so we fucking?
Okay.
And sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. And if it doesn't, don't care.
Yeah. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, they talk about being upfront and communicative and being honest. And sometimes they can't take that fucking question. And some girls can. It's just what it is.
It is.
Right?
But also, everyone's fucking different. Some people can, some people can't, yeah. There are no universal hard and fast rules on this shit.
There's not, but there's a good percentage of...
Yeah, playing the numbers, playing the odds.
Yeah, so it's just like, what? I don't know. To me, it's just a waste of time. I don't know. It is what it is. I don't like, I feel like a douche talking about it because it's about myself, but it's just fucking reality, you know? Like, I'm tired. Like, I was the nice guy before. I was the guy giving the fucking girls all the attention, the validation. And
well, and also, but
the and thing now that I've cut back on that shit, it's like I've gotten more successful.
But also, in addition to cutting back on that shit, you probably have more to offer than you did when you were just being a nice guy. Because,
oh, absolutely. Like,
that is also the big fucking
thing. That's where
just being a fucking nice guy is not anyone can be fucking nice.
Mm hmm.
You expect, like, nice is the fucking baseline. If all you have to offer to someone is being nice, you ain't offering shit.
Yeah.
Are you funny? Right. You're smart. You're financially secure. Do you have anything fucking else going for you besides something that everyone is fucking capable of, especially to someone you're trying to fuck?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, part of, like, the biggest thing is that, you know, that I've, like, focused on myself, focus on my career, grow and shit, and be, like, you know, trying to be more financially stable and be like work out more, you know, be more and like healthy and stuff like that. And I mean, that's all part of like, you know,
Yeah, actually having someone to fucking offer.
Yeah, to have something to offer, you know, that is just like, wow, you're just not the nice guy. You're actually working on yourself. You're bettering yourself. You are becoming successful and stuff. And then, like, the options only get better the more you do that. So,
yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, I actually do fucking host a comedy show. I am working in my chosen fucking field. How about you? Are you chosen working in your chosen field, girl?
Exactly.
Are you working a job you fucking hate? I'm not.
I'm not. Yeah, I love it. I get paid to do this shit, you know? Like, I'm having fun. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? And girls feed off that, you know? That's what makes you attractive. Well,
people in general, like...
People in general get attracted to people who are successful, you know? Whether it's, like, whether you have money or not, if you're successful at what you do, like, people find that attracting. That's a fucking characteristic.
Oh, yeah. That's why fucking dudes on stage that are playing, you know, fucking band dudes just... get fucking laid because they're like, oh shit, people were paid to see you on stage.
Like, you're that fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we're going to call last call on this motherfucker. We've gone over 2 hours already, sir.
Damn, shit is going by fast as fuck. Yeah, it's almost 7, dude.
Yeah. So where can they find you on the things?
Yeah, you can find me at, I'm Jonathan Hernandez on Instagram and Facebook.
No Twitter?
No Twitter. Well, I do have a Twitter, but... I mean, you can find it through my link on Instagram because it's, I don't really promote it. I don't know. This is one of my places where I kind of just vent and say dumb shit. But I mean, if you're really interested, you can find it on my fucking link. I'm not going to give it, but
Instagram. Oh, you're embarrassed about your Twitter. All right.
I'm not embarrassed. It's just like, you can find me at John Her. That's it's just the abbreviation. The first three letters of my first name, the last three letters of my last name. And other than that, you can follow Big Chillin' LA, which is just like my cap with the LA, and it's a content page. We produce sketches, you know, we promote other comics, up and coming comics, and you know, we produce comedy shows. So if you're looking for a fun date or anything to do, like on a Friday, Saturday night, keep a lookout, follow us, and then we promote shows and stuff.
Fuck yeah.
Yes, sir.
Fuck yeah. John, it was a fucking pleasure.
Likewise, man.
And as always, you can find me at Matt_Slayer on Twitter, Matt Slayer on Instagram, Matt F. and Slayer on Facebook, twitch.tv/MattFandSlayer, the Patreon, which I'm sure you're sick of fucking hearing about at this point, at patreon.com/MattSlayer. You can find the podcast at And Now We Drink on Twitter, and Now We Drink_ on Instagram. And until next week, drink up, motherfuckers.